It is 1899, the turn of the 20th century. 23 years after the extraordinary British scientist Phileas Fogg went around the world in 80 days, he now seeks to better his own feet, to travel to any seven destinations on the planet, no matter how far within the year. Fogg will then justifiably become the head of the Royal Academy of Science. There's just one small problem. Phileas Fogg is a cad, a philanderer, a murderer, and a monster. Only a small group of dashing heroes know the truth, and only they can stop him in an adventurous race around the world. Sugar-Fueled Gamers, in association with RPGMP3.com, presents The World's Most Wondrous Year, a Savage Worlds pulp adventure. A small word of warning. This game is played at a table with a baby and a toddler. Expect a little bit of crying and some periodic toddler commentary throughout the podcast, but that dies off about 30 minutes to an hour in when we put the kids to bed. Thanks for your patience. Episode 24.
So yes, when last we left you, French terrorists had attacked the Statue of Liberty, planning to blow it up in the middle of Phileas Fogg's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Phileas had taken...
That's demonstrating even French terrorists have some redeeming features.
Phileas had taken it badly and objected and been shot to pieces for his trouble.
Yay!
The problem is they missed.
No, the problem is they hit Elsa as well.
He took a fairly horrific shot to the face of about 25 damage. So... Fogg, Elsa and Maxwell are currently planning on abandoning the battlefield based on the instructions that they're shouting out. Everyone else is...
Which is what I want them to do, because Elsa's injured, Fogg's injured, and, you know, Maxwell's the only affected to get them off the field before they all get killed.
Yeah, but Maxwell's got that whole fear of being out in the open thing.
Now we never have to eat another one again.
Another what?
Almond biscuit.
Why? Oh, because you've already had
now
one.
Now we've eaten an almond biscuit, we never need to eat another one. Others must take it.
So is that why there's only eight of them in the packet?
You need eight people to eat one packet. Would anyone else like to try one? They're really good.
I'm totally convinced, but
ask
no.
me an Easter egg. So you can taste it.
There's a pink one.
Like disinfected.
Well, in all fairness, that's probably the closest you're going to get
now,
to disinfected and biscuit.
If anyone likes sour lollies, I actually recommend them. That's what they taste like. They taste like sour lollies, the biscuit.
Thank you for giving me that context. I already wasn't going to try one, but now I'm really, really not.
I figure Adam's adventuresome and cool, right? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Probably not quite that. Anyway, hasn't Adam already had one?
Yes.
Yeah, Adam's had his lifetime biscuit.
We haven't seen him eat it.
Lifetime biscuit.
It's a quarter biscuit.
Okay. Yes. So, Phileas and Co were planning to flee the battlefield. The Statue of Liberty was perilously close to blowing up, and we'd taken out a whole whack of French terrorists.
Yep.
And the evil twin girl is still on the field.
Yep.
Whether she's planning on attacking us or escaping while we're all busy is an excellent question. And some of the French terrorists down here are still intact, despite the fact that they have been having a very bad day.
Yes, Emmeline St. Clair, her evil twin, of course, is...
Speaking of eating biscuits, someone should have the last two of these.
The last two?
Yeah, there's like two left in the packet.
Oh, okay.
And do we want to just deal it and go back to there? Do you require a better explanation of what you're looking at on the map?
I remember what I'm looking at on the map.
Do you remember which...
Does anyone remember who was who?
Which of these 800 miniatures belongs to whom?
Actually, I could probably use a refresher of the top half.
That's me.
No, the top half.
The ninjas are French agents.
Thank you. Which ones are my dudes?
That's Annabelle Sinclair. The ninjas are the French agents.
Right, yep, cool.
The French intelligence agents.
Cool.
So, French minion, Doctor Strange.
Earth Elemental.
Summoned Earth Elemental.
Shaken Minion.
Minion.
Maya trying to disarm the bomb.
Maya hiding behind the bomb.
And Jonathan. Yep.
Jonathan, Annabelle, minion.
Yep, cool. So there's a couple of minions still on the battlefield.
Yep.
But you guys need to just shoot wires. Screw minions.
Okay. And is everybody good?
Yep. Let's deal in.
Jonathan on 9. Mara on 6. Pete on Jack.
Okay. Yes, that's right. Yes, no, that's cool. That's cool. Just remembering how the initiative worked.
Yep.
Yep.
Happy to have objections if I'm doing it wrong.
No, you're not doing it wrong, Sue. I'm just remembering. It's a complicated battlefield.
Goons! Fog. Maxwell.
Oh, great. They're going to escape the battlefield really fast.
No, Maxwell could do much worse on Joker. Yeah.
Those are still Fog's cards that he had from last time.
Yep.
The other one next. Annabelle. Emily.
Great.
Okay.
And we begin with Maxwell, unless he wants to yield to Fog.
Give Maxwell a moment to actually
work out which planet he's on. Yep.
Get some dice out and calculate what in the hell he's doing. He's got a guy sitting in melee with him, and Elsa is shaken, and Phileas is screwed. So. What is he going to do about this? Yes, you can. Any sort of specific book, or just one in general? The Bible? The good book?
The core book?
I see.
Ooh, speaking of that, XP!
Yes.
Oh, yes, we get that.
Yep.
So we're at 44 now, aren't we?
Yes, just one. I've failed to accomplish anything this far.
Yeah, well, we'll no doubt get lots when we stop the Statue of Liberty.
Which one's the one that's got the magic in it?
That would be the pulp one. Back of that. They're both the same. Cool.
I need it after you.
So, this French French terrorist in melee with Maxwell, looking a little more wary at him since he summoned this portal that brought extra dimensional tentacle horrors.
Yeah.
As you do.
Sort of threatens him with a knife a bit. And Maxwell said, no. This will not do. You are in my way, and I have a much better use for you.
Did you know this?
No.
The camera pans in as we see the tiny little spider crawl up, and then go into the back of the guy's into the back of the guy's ear as he attempts to puppet him.
Oh, you're creepy, Maxwell.
I think we have to give Jan points here for providing the NPC with extra creep. That's all his idea.
Yep. And I think we will stick this fine quality eraser under the minion in melee with Maxwell to indicate he is puppeted. Mm-hmm. And then Maxwell will move away from him, which would provoke, except of course the guy just stands there going,
I have spiders stabbing my brain. Okay, he probably didn't get a save against that either because of the Joker.
Phileas, is the next one on a king?
Yep.
Staggers around holding his hands over his face where he's been shot.
Mm-hmm. He didn't take a permanent wound though, right? He just took three.
You have no idea.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hope it wasn't a permanent wound. In spite of the fact that I hate his guts.
You'd be able to see it right there.
I can't. He's got his hands over his face.
Yeah, but if you were seeing anything, you'd see it there. Like you personally would.
Yep, except for failing all the checks to do exactly that last week.
Ah,
He will go on hold.
Okay.
Sort of grabs Elsa. Come on. Where am I? Ah, here I am. Come on, girl. We need to move. Hoss your freight, as they say here in this godforsaken country.
Pick up your frock. She'll be wearing a dress.
Yes.
Well, yeah, wedding dress.
Yeah, she's wearing a wedding dress, yet she's still demonstrated. She's still Earl brutally
yep.
stabbed the first
a wedding dress with a sword
her.
Hidden under the train.
Yeah, she's probably got blood on her dress.
Yes.
Yeah, quite a bit of it. But she's still awesome.
You got a badass girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend, and yes, I do.
You had a badass girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, couldn't call her ex just yet.
No, she's definitely an ex-girlfriend. I just haven't ruled out the possibility of us getting back together. Particularly seeing French terrorists crash Phileas Fogg's wedding. I'm not okay with them in any other context, but I do appreciate that specific aspect.
Next time Phileas Fogg has a wedding, you can crash that as well.
And Emmeline.
Every time until it's done.
Emmeline looks around the battlefield and looks to this French agent. Who I believe is Susie's son. Looks to you. Ah. No true patriot. No true patriot. Where am I? Oh, no.
Oh, no, don't go.
Of course, horns and snails. Here we are. Ah, no true patriot are you. I fear for the best interests of France. We must start getting rid of some of the French here. She flicks a knife up. Don't take it personally. It's just
business.
How can I take it? Also step into melee with you.
Yeah, I am surrounded by French.
And minus two. Most likely to get this shit.
What are you ganking with?
A ganking knife.
Yeah. What's the ganking skill?
It's called fighting, generally speaking, and that would be a 5 to hit your parry.
I have a 5 parry.
Okay. So he just gets stabbed.
She really missed me, though.
Yes, she really did. For 5 versus your toughness.
My toughness is 5.
You are shaken.
Well,
I'm shaken, I'm shaken.
That could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could have been. She
the
was
three French, the three French terrorists slash at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surrounded, too. I won't go down without a fight. They don't call me Marionette the Slayer for nothing.
And Emmeline.
Yeah, Jack first.
Yep.
Ooh. Annabelle.
I fear we are out of time. We must abandon this bomb. And I must stop my sister.
She goes out the window. That will provoke as she goes, though. Oh. She isn't really. No, she will take the chance. She will stab him and then go out the window.
Sweet.
No.
Whiff!
She will miss.
Out the window! At which point, he stabs her.
How is she going out the window?
Same way your sister went.
Not via parachute or anything. She's jumping out the window and trying to grab a rock all the way down.
Oh, okay. She's doing it the badass way.
Yes. is that the question you were asking?
Yeah. She's doing it the badass
it's,
way.
It's not a window, technically. It's the gaps in the Statue of Liberty's crown.
Mm-hmm.
Which is vastly more awesome.
Yeah, but with the laws of gravity, you must parasail towards a rock.
It takes a swing of the earth. She leaps out the window, makes her ludicrous. Call it English.
And did well.
Yeah, she got -3 wound penalty to everything.
Yep, she will grab the rope and climb down the zone with ease.
Cute.
Yeah.
So she's now in the middle of the.
No, she's climbing down.
Oh, she's climbing
right.
down, not jumping.
Yeah.
I will just get the markers.
Because while this is New York, she doesn't want to become a pizza. Never had a street pizza. You've led a sheltered life, Susan.
Not a sheltered life. Are you talking about, like, roadkill?
Yes.
Yep, roadkill is street pizza.
She
okay.
Mainly hasn't heard that.
Is that a three
expression?
Or is it a two?
It's
three.
Plus three.
Okay.
She is three zones off the ground, essentially.
Okay.
And then I'm finally done playing with myself. Alan, you're up.
Alright, so...
For the wind.
So we're playing out the entire battle scene, aren't we?
Yes,
which
yes.
Means I'm playing both minions and Pete.
Correct. In pretty much whatever order pleases you.
Yeah, sweet. Okay. So
as long as you tell me what you're doing beforehand, so we're not getting the French minion rolls 40. Yeah, that was totally Pete doing it. But
all right. So completely.
Have an Alan P. biscuit. They're really good.
They're not.
That'd be great combined with Easter egg diet.
It'll drown out the bitterness with the chocolate.
It's just a surprise because you don't use LMP, isn't it particularly bitter?
Mm.
But with the lemon flavour.
Alright.
Jelly is.
Time to go, brother. I will shoot the terrorist, you shoot the bomb. Okay, John Pierre misses a terrorist and moves one zone.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, we'll have... Yeah, no, yep. And this one, Jean-Luc will shoot at this bomb wire.
Yep.
And then move his own. Okay. He gets a 4. He needs a...
Significantly more. He's at -6 to hit it.
So, that's...
Yeah, that's a -2, I believe, if he's got 4 on the dice.
Yep, alright, so that is not... No, he needs an explosion of some kind, so that's alright. I won't fate point that particular roll. And he moves his own as well.
Yep.
They are following their boss out the window slowly.
Entire French intelligence team, no one trained in repair. No one.
Yeah, well, the we're going to rely on the team.
They're going to... They regret it.
Yeah. Pete's going to look nervously over, but to be honest, it kind of looks like Maxwell's got this.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels bad. Boys, this ain't sporting.
Hmm.
Pete moves one zone and steps into melee with this particular individual.
Yep.
Who he will then bludgeon into unconsciousness. Or at least endeavour to do so. Magic wild dice. There it is. He endeavours to draw fire from the hideously surrounded French terrorist and hold up Emmeline, who is clearly the bad guy. Okay, and he gets an 8 on his hitting with a wrench roll.
Yes, you hit him with the outer rays, I
yep.
believe.
Just check if it
yep.
is. Yep, without a raise?
Without a raise.
Okay, so it was nearly 2d8 on the fighting dice.
He's super dead instead of just regular dead.
Well, he's not dead. He's bludgeoned into extreme unconsciousness.
Yes. Basically, the French terrorist turns towards you. I dare you, you 50 American pig dog. I will show you the knife fighting skills of France.
Ho, ho, ho. Look.
Le owl.
See, if this was a cartoon, I could have asked you daily commit to the ground like a nail. Ten of diamonds.
Goons! 10 million goons!
Yep.
This may take a while.
You may want to nominate which set of goons you're doing first.
Yep. So, one stabbing marionette, I believe.
Yeah, that hit.
Yeah, I sorry, I can only move as fast as I can move.
I'm dead.
I like to think I'm conscious.
Yeah, I'm not in the game anymore.
Yep.
That's one for you.
Slashes the knife across the shoulder and Marionette staggers back, clutches and falls.
Yep.
France will avenge you!
Emmeline whispers something to this guy. We'll close on Pete.
Yep.
Into the zone. and then moving into melee with you and making an attack at -2.
Yep.
Which he flails horribly and misses, unsurprisingly. Clink. That one by the bridal tent closes on Miriam's French minion.
Yep. The last French minion
flails wildly.
Battlefield and remaining so.
Let's hope I'm not as ineffectual as I was last time.
Alright, and then we've got minion and puppet minion.
Yep, a couple more up here.
Yep.
Clink, clink, closes on this French agent.
Yep. John.
Oh,
Luke.
Actually, wait, no. Sorry, I forget where these guys are.
Yep.
Bye.
Yep.
In fact.
Yeah, they want to get out of there.
Shoots a French agent, then bye.
Yep.
Misses entirely.
Yep.
The gun. Gadget.
Points the gun at the French agent, please.
Yeah, I believe it does. It's not a critical fumble, is it? It's just gets the one on the skill die.
Yeah.
Yes, because if it's a critical fumble as a minion, he can't fumble. But yes, his gun goes click, 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 and he just drops it and goes out the window.
Yep.
Whereupon...
turn out his climbing skills are not quite...
He grabs the rope and goes down and is now hanging off a different rope off the side of the Statue of Liberty.
All right. How many floors?
He's not the same as
So you put him on the same level.
And given that he is going out of the same zone as here, they're hanging on ropes next to each other, doing the slashing knife fighting thing on ropes.
Excellent.
I've heard you play slashy knifey before.
Then
the one remaining minion.
Two more up
here. Yeah, the shaken minion. He's not having a good day.
One will. Yeah, fuck this noise. He runs. Straight out off the side.
Nope. Makes it to the window. Is it three?
Depends on if he makes it.
Oh, he explodes.
He's going to be a bit...
Grabs the rope with ease and is also at three.
Yep. Three minions hanging off the Statue of Liberty. One guy we're hoping he can unshake before the Earth Elemental pummels him into the ground.
Tries to unshake and fails.
He's not going to have a happy day.
Over there, someone shoots at Elsa.
Yep.
Who, again,
tink,
deflects it with her sword.
Awesome.
Even though she's shaken.
Yep.
And then puppet minion.
And puppet minion will shoot the other minion that's shooting at Elsa.
Yay!
In fact, they want one specific. They have a specific goal here. Grab your friend and grab your former comrade and betray him. By restraining him. Oh, no.
Take the giant eraser of mind control with you.
Yeah.
Walks forward, engages him in melee, draws his knife, and then slashes at him at -6.
Yep.
-6.
No, sorry, he's already got the knife, so -4.
Yep.
Get moving repeated times. Walks in.
Well, he's only got to close to melee.
Even so, he didn't roll well enough.
Well, yeah, you're right, it's only -2, because it's one for the extra movement.
Yep.
Moves in, swings at him and misses entirely.
He still misses, yep.
Actually, we'll swing at him and endeavour to grab at him with his hands, and the other French terrorist moves away. Pierre, what are you doing?
Yep.
What is this? How dare you betray our righteous cause?
You're the best man at my wedding. All three of them.
Alright, and that's all the minions.
It is.
Eventually. Alright, Doctor Strange, save the day.
Okay, now I had a quick check about my abilities.
Yep.
Now, I have a thing for disabling, what's it called? I can flip that over, I no longer need that. Drain power points.
Yep.
Can I drain power points off that?
No.
Oh,
it's a common device.
It's not a mad science device, it is merely a huge ass bomb.
Okay. So it's not crazy enough for me.
It doesn't have power points, literally.
Okay. So I can only deal with mad science survivors.
On the other hand,
that, by you.
That is probably a plus on the whole, because otherwise it would only be disarmable with weird science.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay, so my next thing is, can I stab...
Of course, if we had Jeremy, Jeremy would be doing a much better job disarming this damn bomb.
The other thing I'm going to ask...
The French terrorists would have mysteriously grown in force.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it easier for me to stab these things here with my knife than it is with a gun?
No, actually. It's much more muchness.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a tiny target, regardless.
What if I shoot it at point blank?
You are.
That's what you're doing. If you want bonuses on your hits, it's aiming.
Okay. Alright, so basically I'm shooting.
Yep.
Because I can't do anything about the bomb, because I don't have the ability to do anything with the bomb.
Yeah, Mara's the only one who's got enough repair to actually...
The shooting at point blank is if you're not under any time pressure, you just lie down next to it, calmly pick the wire up, hold the gun, put it right next to it and go blam.
Yeah.
You can't possibly miss. Which you could do if you had a bit more time to do it, but unfortunately there are lots of people running around stabbing you and ticking and explosions and rada.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay. So, I am doing fighting.
Move whatever your wound penalty is.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a 4. Minus 1, so it's 3.
Whoosh. Minus 6.
Minus 6.
Right. Yeah. Goes to minus 6 penalty to shoot the thing.
Tiny targets.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to be able to shoot this thing. What am I doing? Like, is this actually going to be helping at all if I don't explode?
Well, the goal is A, we're rolling for explosions, and B, given we may only have one round left, it's probably time to start thinking about putting multiple fate points into this thing.
Hmm.
So, should I do a re-roll fate point thing?
Well, you've got a 4 already.
So, just plus 1. No.
It's not going to be enough, because I need...
Alright, so you got a 3.
What do I need to roll
minus
to hit
Minus 6 means you're at a negative 3. So you need you need to add 7 to that to hit it.
Yeah, you're...
Right?
You want to know what the total is you need
like,
to hit?
Like, what do I need to roll to be able to hit it?
So you're at minus 1 for your wounds.
Yeah.
So you're at minus 7. So you need to roll... What's that? You need to roll 8, don't you?
8 minus 7 would get her a 1.
Yeah.
She needs to roll 12.
She needs to hit a parry of 2.
Right.
Because it's an inanimate object.
Right, sweet. Okay, so it's not quite as hard as that.
So you needed to roll a 9?
I roll a 9.
It's certainly the most convoluted way of looking at the math.
Okay, let's do the math another way. She's got a 3 right now.
Yep.
She's got a 4 on the dice right now. She's got a minus 1 wound penalty and a minus 6 thing, so that takes her to a negative 3.
Yep.
So she needs to get it up 5 to hit the thing.
Correct.
Okay. So if the white fate point can only produce a straight reroll, which may explode but probably won't, or a plus 1, which would need quite a lot of them to make that good. But
so
we really actually need to hit a couple of these this round, unless
so
Mara pulls it off.
Oddly enough, like the last several times you've attempted it, it's still hard. You need to be either aiming at it, ganging up on it, aiding another, negating your penalties.
Oh, okay, because this is stuff. Okay, cool. Alright.
Unless you have someone that's really good at hitting them.
Yeah.
Then flailing away wildly at them is probably not your best option.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Okay. So could we have Doctor Strange retake that action, given that we'd, you know, sort of forgotten what we were doing?
Yeah. Am I able to assist somebody? Is that a better option for me?
Yes, you can. Although you would have to actually get to someone, which is pretty trivial, because if you move to here, you're covering this one.
Yeah.
Which is assisting either Flinchy, LaFrench, or Jonathan.
Well, Jonathan would be the logical one to assist.
Yeah.
He's good at shooting things.
Okay, so what does an assist?
So, I don't actually think shooting at it while Jonathan shoots at it is necessarily going to
it's hard
produce
to
beneficial assistance. I think, on the whole, the logical one is probably agility, to actually hold the wire, pull it taunt,
yeah,
twist it over
reasonable.
Here style of thing.
And you only... Do you need just a straight success on that? To pull?
It's every success and raise adds plus 1 to Jonathan's roll.
Cool.
So
okay.
You need as high a result as you can possibly generate.
Yep.
Okay, but I need a hit of 4.
Yeah, 4 to get to add 1 to them.
Okay. Get a 5, actually, because it's a minus 1. Oh, 6. 9, 8. So I've got two raises.
Yep.
So, there's
a plus two to Jonathan's
roll. So that will significantly increase Jonathan's chances.
Right up on the line.
Yeah.
As you basically grab at this wire, sort of give it a yank, realize very quickly it's not going to come out with brute force. So
Jonathan, I'll hold it still.
Just at a yank.
Okay, so
that was a four on both of your dice.
Yep, so
minus four, so if Marksman and I wasn't moving. So it's just the two from you.
Yeah, plus
on,
two from me, yeah.
So I don't think you've added that. I think that's very close.
So you've got two from Doctor Strange.
Yep.
Two from Marksman for a total of plus four.
Plus another four.
You're currently sitting on eight on the dice. Minus six is two. Are you wounded?
No.
Then you hit two.
It's a success.
Okay.
It's a success.
Yay. Yep, that's one of them taken out.
Yes.
You cannot possibly roll little enough damage to...
fail to sever the wire.
On two ones, you sever the wire because it has one hit point. So unless you're hitting it with something that's impossibly weak, Or something completely incapable of doing it, I'd probably penalise your damage, give it some sort of armour against, like, clubbing the wire in half.
Mm-hmm. Six damage.
So, Doctor Strange, you basically roll across the ground, grab at this. You'll find the wire cannot be erased from the map.
You need a whiteboard marker to
draw
an X on it.
Do you have a whiteboard marker there?
Yep.
That's what I was trying to grab before.
Doctor Strange, as you pick up the wire, you will actually realise it has electricity running through it, almost like it's been built literally as a defence mechanism against people doing this kind of thing. You are hit for a whopping one damage by touching it, which of course just bounces straight off your toughness. It's not a lot of electricity, it's enough that you pick it up and go, ow. And then as you hold the wire up, pulling it out a bit, Jonathan sort of steps up. Bam, 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 bam. And there's a spark. And now you are holding two halves of a wire, which you throw in opposite directions as fast as you can. Okay.
Good show. Okay.
Yes.
Shooting at that guy?
Yep.
Yeah, because you can just shoot him with your pistols.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's his parry to hit, so it's slightly harder to do. But
yeah, so will a four do it?
No, it will not.
Yep, I will. Okay, and that's... Go, Jonathan, you sever a wire. Great work.
Yeah. Tamara.
All right. So, because you have a green one, you could successfully sever a wire.
Yeah, but I can do it afterwards if I choose.
Yeah, I'm just mentioning this. I know you've been disarming the bomb, but even with your... weak fighting skills, you could still successfully sever one.
At a minus two on top of everything else.
Well, the point is a green can give you a basic success, which is all you need.
True.
Particularly given that you can't score raises against objects anyway.
Yeah.
The theory is they're piss easy to hit.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
particular ones.
You could even have the earth elemental score a basic success against a wire, potentially, and that would take one more out, and then you could have a crack at the bomb.
Or I could do it the other way around, take a crack at the bomb.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. I think I'll start with Mara, taking a crack at the bomb.
Yep.
So she's at minus two.
Want to repair, Jake?
Yep.
For wound. She's got two wounds.
Are you taking any other actions with Mara?
No.
The action penalties? Yep, okay, go for it. So if you're looking at whether to spend green chips or not, there's no disincentive to rolling the dice. Because if you roll the dice and don't succeed, you spend a green chip and go, look, they were totally as arbitrarily large as they needed to be.
No, I was just thinking doing a story declaration, but
you can if you so choose.
Yeah, but I can't really think of a cool one at the moment, so I'll just go straight repair.
Yep. So you have the case off, you're looking at all the wires and beeping electronics and the clock counting down.
Yes.
Oh, that was a good time to roll an explosion.
Oh yes.
So much
I know
explosion.
That bit. That's a 12.
Okay.
Before it was just a series of beeping wires, but then you look at it and you understand.
I don't know
nice.
What that bit does.
So, you work out several things about the bomb, among other things.
Well done. This
you look over this, realize, this thing is really close to going off. You're on round four now. You have round five. At the end of round five, start of round six, boom.
Start of round six.
End of round five, start of round six. So you've effectively functionally got one more round to finish this before it goes boom. Because it's been counting down for a while now. As soon as you accrue a success, you realize how short the timer is. The bomb is quite complicated, and you basically don't disarm it at this point, but it removes several of the anti-tampering mechanisms around it that are designed to make it explode when someone disarms it, essentially. Yes. You're working out this is quite complicated, but you've actually made pretty good progress on it. You have 3 out of the 5 successes needed to disarm it altogether.
Yes.
As soon as you hit 5 successes, it will, of course, go boom and shut down.
Nice.
So you've actually got a pretty good odds on.
On top of that, in keeping with genre, if you do it at the very last second, you will get a hero point for it.
Nice. I'll probably be spending hero points to stop it.
So you have made good progress.
Yeah. Okay, and now my earth elemental will have a go.
Yep.
So does he want a wire or a minion? There's one already engaged in melee with him.
He should probably do a wire if he can. Yeah.
If he had a slashing thing, would he have a better chance of cutting at destroying the wire?
Essentially he'd need to deal at least damage. So if he's got something that'll slash it, it will just die. Mashing it with his fist, he'll actually have to deal substantial enough damage to crush the wire.
He's strong. He'll go with a good old smash bash.
Go for it.
Right, he's going to hulk it out.
And he's close enough to an unbroken wire, that's good.
Yep, so he will need to disengage from melee with this guy.
Yep.
Which doesn't provoke, because he's shaken.
Yep. And then he's going to deal fighting, and he's not a wild dice, so... And it's at, what, minus 6, was it?
Yep, so pretty much an 8.
Roll it again.
Explosions are largely irrelevant.
But still.
So, smash, 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 smash.
Cool.
Is he smashing enough?
Now I need to look up damage and objects.
Alright, I feel much better. Thank you for finding out how long we've got to disarm the bomb.
Yeah, it was... It's really piss close to just going off.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping no one cast the last wire, because I'll disarm the bomb.
I wanted it. I realised that, and we've got your emergency green trip as 11th hour, but it would be kind of nice if we could sever the wires. I'm for having a crack at wire severing.
You were our emergency backup.
So, can you roll me your damage? And then subtract 4 from the net result.
Oh, yes. D12 plus 3 plus a D6.
Holy heck!
It's an earth elemental!
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, this probably isn't that great for this bit of the Statue of Liberty's floor. Like, he's probably not just going to... If he hits, he's not going to just destroy the wire. There's going to be, like, a big hole.
Okay, that's only 10 damage.
Okay. So, at this point, it is less that... He doesn't actually punch the wire in half. What he does is punches down as hard as he can. There's a crack noise as a chunk of floor crumbles away and falls to the floor below. And then he keeps pushing his fist through the wire. It never breaks at any point. It just goes pop. And, you know, something snaps over here. And then it comes winding out back out of the hole.
Yay! And then, satisfied, he disappears back into the ether.
Yeah, it was that last round, was it? Yep.
No,
but nice and dramatic.
No one sees the earth elemental.
Nice and dramatic.
Alright.
There we are. You were all, what good is an earth elemental? And now we find out.
Excellent.
Elsa, then Fog stepping back in.
Yep.
So, get up, my girl. It's time to get out. It's time to get out of here. And Elsa will endeavor to unshake.
Sorry. I was trying to be helpful.
Yeah, helpful.
I noticed that everyone's avoiding.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I don't need? A sour lolly in biscuit form. That's a way.
She is wounded.
You know, the ice cream ones they did were okay, but I was like, are they going to be okay or are they going to be awful?
I mean, like, I'd try it if it was only going to be a little bit of it, but I don't want to...
Pete, as the only guy that's down there that's a PC, can you give me a knowledge command check?
Okay,
I don't have command,
so it's my deep. It's a deep four minus two.
Nonetheless, you're entitled to a check.
I'm sorry, it's an HP roll, probably. 10 minus 2, 8.
Okay, followed by a notice at minus 4 or a healing at no penalty check.
Alright, well, my notice is lots better. I'll take the minus 4. That one I fail.
She looks stunning in her dress.
She does look stunning in her dress. So you see, even under fairly heavy fire here, Fog appears to have the situation well under control. Moreover, he actually marshals Elsa quite... Sorry, thought I heard a little girl screeching. He marshals Elsa quite quickly and effectively, and you get a couple more bits of his build out of this.
Ooh!
Excellent.
So...
Thank you. I haven't actually got any bilious notes, so...
Well, we've got arrogance breeds contempt, so... Far.
Yeah, but I haven't got it.
And you get... the four edges that you have seen him use in this combat.
Oh, ow.
Command and Inspire, which provides all his allies with plus 2-1 shake, effectively.
Ah, nice.
Which Elsa has just been using.
Yep.
And Master Tactician, which is the one where he gets extra cards and he can hand them out to other people.
That's nasty.
Yes. I mentioned right at the start that he was well known as a master chess player.
Yes.
And Elsa will unshake, but alas, does not have enough to act. And Fog looks at her. If you cannot keep up, then you're going to have a problem. Maxwell, it's time to go. Shouldn't hurt this much. Let's get out of here, shall we? And still covering his face with both his hands... because he hasn't actually acted yet.
Yep.
He's just waiting for Elsa to unshake. Basically, he's waiting for Elsa to have her turn so she can benefit from his ability before he runs the fuck away.
Yep.
And he will run the fuck away.
Well, coward.
That was nice of him waiting for her.
Yeah, so he actually... given how badly wounded he is, this isn't as pansy as it might look. I mean, to be honest, given he's the villain and we're the heroes, I mean... any of us might well flee the battlefield on three wounds without waiting for the others.
And more Pete here than anyone else, are you desperate to pursue him in any way? Is it worth keeping track of him? He's running several zones off that way.
No, I mean, my only interest is if he appears to be followed by bad guys who are going to waste him. If he's getting away successfully, I'm fine with it.
He sprints like a rabbit that way.
Yeah. I mean, admittedly, it looks a little pansy when he runs that fast.
He does do that, not even that girly, that very run like this.
Yeah, it's probably with one hand, because he's got one hand over his face.
Yeah, true.
I can't just like that. It's like the chicken dance. And
his ability actually stays on the battlefield, because his people are still there.
Yes.
And Maxwell and Elsa are still there, because they haven't...
Elsa didn't act in Maxwell's
turn. Do you need to shuffle those as well?
No,
nope.
They're his cards.
They're Fog's tactician cards.
Okay.
And we hit the end of the round?
Yep. One round to go.
Round 5 begins, and...
Oh, it's black now.
20 seconds!
Yep. Mara, with your head in the bomb and now recognising what all these knobs and dials do, it now means something to you when it starts making little beep.
Yeah. And I yell out to everyone, 20 seconds!
Oh god, it's fucking...
Yeah.
This guy still hasn't like shaken yet.
He's
going to have a bad day.
it's not a good day to be a bad... It's not a good day to be the French terrorist, the other French terrorist left behind.
Yeah, the reject French terrorist.
Good squad coming early. Fog is pretty much stepped out of combat, so you need one. Maxwell, Elsa, and.
Do I cross her?
Yeah, can if you want to.
That way you remember that he's not in.
Awesome.
Dr. Anna, it's too late. Leap out the side while you still can.
Alright, and team Pete and Frenchman. I've got an ace. Oh, right, animal's got a better ace. Yes, okay, fair enough.
She has a good option available to her, so she will take a swing at the rope the guy is climbing down on.
Yep.
And then attempt to descend herself.
Yep. That guy's going to have a bad day if she hits the rope.
Yeah, but her odds are not great.
Yep.
He's pretty much fucked if she hits him. Nope.
Yep.
And then she will climb down one more zone.
Yep. So she's on two, he's still on three.
Yep, at which point...
As is the other minion.
Yeah, she's not going to piss around with this anymore. She lets go.
Yep, oh, okay. Yeah, well, she doesn't realise she only has one zone to vacate the premises, but if the bomb is going to go off, you need to be a bit further away.
And hits the ground, rolls with it, and will probably be fine.
Yeah, she's fine.
You should seriously think about picking up this girl.
Okay, that's the damage. She's going to die.
Okay, so she falls... remarkably gracefully, but nonetheless, she's falling on the wrong shoulder, the one that's wounded, braces. There's a crunch noise as she hits the ground. She becomes shaken, but not wounded.
Oh, excellent.
Wow.
They were only D3s that she was rolling. It just exploded twice.
Yeah. Okay,
because she actually succeeded in her check to halve, then quarter the death match that she was taking.
Of course, she is falling prone next to her evil villainous sister. But at least I'm down there with them.
And the incredible Frenchman as well.
And that is Annabelle St. Clair.
Yes.
Then it is Pete on the Joker.
Yep.
You have a French terrorist in melee with you, who you're free to just merrily disengage from. He'll take a free swing at you.
You just saw Annabelle drop like a stone.
Yeah. Ouch. But actually, it's not Pete. It is right now the twin brothers.
Brothers Lefrance.
Yep. Who are going to move up to about this vicinity, look at each other, look at Jonathan. Dr. Hannah, we don't have time to make it out the window. They both grab the... And they both grab the... Shoot the wire! Shoot the wire!
Once again, relying on Jonathan to save the world. This is awesome shooting.
All right, so...
No pressure.
Okay, they all have attributes of
D6. France believes in you.
Okay,
yes,
so...
Yes, France believes in you.
John Pierre gives you one. And John Luke also gives you one, so you have a +2 to the roll as they both grab the wire and hold it up with expressions of imploring French hope. They just saw him shoot a wire. Clearly he can shoot a wire, and they're in the earshot of Mara's bomb thing. They know they don't have time to do anything more than get out to the window and go, oh god, was it a really good idea to position ourselves with our backs to the drop right before the bomb went off? Alright, and then it is Pete, who is going to...
Here?
Yeah, Annabelle's in danger. He is going, and Elsa looks like she's going to make it. So he is going to disengage from his terrorist and engage with her, which I don't believe is actually more move actions than he's got. It just provokes.
It is one more move action to go, because you've got to step out of melee with him.
Right.
Step out of the zone.
Yeah. Step out of the melee zone and then...
Into her zone and into melee with her.
Right, but... is that... I thought this was all the same zone.
No, this is a different zone to
the
that
isle
one.
Line down there?
Oh, right, yes, I see.
So you'll get there fine. You're just at a -2 of your action for an extra movement.
Okay, all right. So I don't actually have to make an agility check to make it?
No.
Cool, all right, I'll just take a -2.
Not unless you want to sprint, which is largely pointless.
Yeah, you know, I only want to get there. So no, Pete will step into melee with her because that provides... Yeah, so the other guy gets a swing at Pete.
Whee! 4, hit your parry.
Not on his best day.
Yep.
I'm not saying he can't hit me, but he's going to have to do better than that.
He swings at you, and you bash his arm out of the way with the wrench. There's a ting noise, and then you rush, bull rush him out of the way and rush in nearly with Emmeline.
Yep. I don't know your name, lady, but I disapprove of this terrorist activity on American soil. You're going down. And he is going to take a wrench swing. His mighty American whip.
Before you roll, call on the power of American justice.
Yes, that's very true. I don't.
You are a Morrison, after all.
Yeah. So it's I don't know who you are, lady, but you're not getting away. You can't escape American justice.
American justice.
Okay, so that's a -2.
Yep.
Because of the extra action penalty, which means I'm going to get a 4, which I think is unlikely to hit her parry.
She does have a lovely parrying knife.
Yep. So I am going to spend one of these lovely blue fate points and add a d6 to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which will bring it up to a 6 to hit.
Which will hit a parry, but unsurprisingly not raise it.
Yeah, I did. That was only if I rolled like a 6 or something, mm-hmm. but it's still... Alright, and then I'm going to roll my 2d8 wrench damage. Okay, for 10 wrench damage.
So, as you close with her wrench, she steps back, flicks the knife up into that sort of special forces knife down the wrist thing stance. Very defensive stance.
Ah, you do not know me, but I know you. Pittsburgh Pete, only one man carries a wrench that long.
Oh, jeez. Excuse me, Pete has to do a wrench dance now.
Now I'm imagining you carrying out a Final Fantasy VII step rock wrench.
Did you see Jared's picture of the guy with the wrench? The wrench is like this long.
You are the one who speaks for the common man of America. The ones who have stolen our money to build this monstrous edifice to your own arrogance. We will see what the common people have to say when I take the hero's head.
And she slashes at you with a knife, and you ting off it and off to the ribs.
That was some awesome French dialogue, incidentally. Well done.
Feels oddly enough like she might like to try and soak that. She might die horribly in a fire.
What are you looking for?
My other dice, but it's been used as a marine. Plus 2
in it. Where'd it go?
Did you pick that up in this room? On the basis that Luke will eat it more than because I desperately need my extra D12 memory one.
She's going to soak the whole thing.
Yep.
But I did use up one of her fate points, right?
She did. And because she's using it to soak, you get a draw.
Score.
Yeah.
Right.
So you crack her across the ribs and she staggers back. Oh!
Look, it's American fat points.
Good, but not good enough.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's Pete.
Yep.
But the point is, she now has to fight me instead of beeping up on the injured Annabelle. In the horribly injured Annabelle. And then it is Goose Corn.
Goons! Mass piles of goons.
Not as many as they used to be.
goon.
Yeah, well, presumably their primary goal is to die for their boss's fleeting tactical advantage by giving her gang up bonuses.
One and a net of nothing.
Yep.
For 5 to hit your parry.
We'll miss.
And the other one to net +2. For 5 to hit your parry.
We'll also miss.
Okay. One stabbing at Frenchie LaFrench over there. Misses.
This is the most awesome French agent. What's this one's name?
Marguerite.
Marguerite should get a promotion.
Man, is this team almost all females?
Yes.
No, her elite French team is 2 twin brothers, 2 females, led by Annabelle Sinclair, and then Adam's one was male.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah, but no, Jean-Pierre and Jean-Luc are outnumbered by the woman on the team. That's why they're so smug all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's
well,
that looks
sting.
Nasty.
Oui. Ah, he staggers up. Up in the top of the statue. I am prepared for anything, I will die for the glory of my country. I will...
20 seconds.
Holy shit.
No, it's going to be sacred blue.
Sacred blue. I will run for my country.
He shook it off and gets to act, so he will indeed run.
What's he at, 3?
Yep.
Nice.
And the other two are going to presumably try and make it down the wire.
Yep, but slowly.
What's he at?
2.
Two. Mm-hmm.
And the third one is at... No, sorry, there should be one more now they're on the rope. So he's at 1, he's at 2 sure. now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rappelling down the building is absolutely going to be a tremendous comfort to them when the bomb goes off.
Dun, 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 dun,
so who's 3?
That's the French agent who's just gone.
He's the one who just regained. He just shook out of his stupor.
I was hit so hard I would swear an earth elemental was punching me. But that cannot be. This chef
doubting Thomas.
And then it's just the two beating each other up over here, thanks to Maxwell.
Let's see if one takes the other out.
So... the puppeteered one will make a grab.
And we will look at Maxwell and say, you had to make him use the grapple rules, you fiend.
Yes, alright. So I don't fucking know how grapple rules go. It's much easier. Opposed fighting rolls. Grabs him.
Ah.
They are wrestling each other.
Okay.
Excellent.
Today at WrestleMania in front of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. French edition.
Yep. At which point the second guy,
Pierre, how could you? What is this? You have betrayed our most sacred cause. Let me go. I'll slap you.
Slaps around the face a few times, doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And it may spend his action trying to break the grapple.
Yep.
Then
Elsa, I think.
Then Fog will substitute Maxwell's 6 out for this queen.
Yep.
Come on, it's time to go already. This wedding is a complete and utter farce.
French farce, even?
Yes, it is indeed a French farce. Well done.
No, Pete's actually going to say it. A French farce, even, Pete says, from under his pile of French farce.
Well, and Elsa will both run. Yep, there's nothing else. Elsa. Maxwell will basically walk up towards Elsa and go, Elsa, it is time to leave. Come on. And she looks torn, looks around. Peter, there is a bomb, you must stop it. And she tugs slightly at Maxwell. Will not serve Phileas's interests. Will not serve Phileas's interests if his wedding is destroyed by an explosion. We have to stay and help. We have to do what we can. Maxwell glares there. Phileas's interests are of no concern of mine at this point. It is time to go, dear sister. Come on! She looks reluctant and then turns, and they both run.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously no one's going to stop them at this point.
No.
French have many better things to do, so they just run off the battlefield.
Yeah.
Right, less people just keep control of.
Yeah. People nod at her. Good girl, go.
And in fact, well fogged here, he will still try and do something useful. And make an opposed command roll to try and substitute Emmeline's card out for something slightly lower.
Awesome!
Opposed command.
You do realise you're praising Fog, right?
Yeah, but I've got to say, you know, whatever the guy's lacks in his entire personality, he's kind of badass on a battlefield.
Yep. Changes her 6 out for a black 5.
Yep.
Just not a major improvement, but will mean that Strange goes first.
Yeah,
but that's
which is definitely a plus.
And at about this point, Fog, Maxwell and Elsa are going to be leaving the battlefield so thoroughly, I'd start flagging that ability anyway.
Yeah. Alright, so Can I propose a suggestion? If you two delay, then we could go Doctor Strange endeavours to assist, Jonathan tries to make the shot, and then Mara tries to disarm the bomb. In the, alternatively, Mara can just try and disarm the bomb. I'm just thinking that's the most dramatic order.
So one that gives Jonathan an extra possible bonus.
Actually, I can see you giving the bonus to Jonathan, me trying to disarm the bomb, and either I do it, in which case everything's fine, or it doesn't, and we have the dramatic moment of 2-1 bang.
I just like the Jonathan takes the shot, then you disarm the bomb, because you're our best, most emergency, best chance of success.
So, several things here.
Yep.
Severing all of the wires will make the bomb absurdly ineffective. It is still, technically speaking, going to explode. However, that's only going to be confined to basically the immediate area the bomb is in, effectively blowing up with whatever anti-tamper mechanisms are left. Which will still affect Mara, because she's sitting on top of the bomb, effectively trying to disarm it. But it's not going to be a gargantuan explosion at that point, it's going to be a very small explosion. If you don't sever the wire, it will go off, albeit with much diminished effect. And don't shut it down. It will go off with albeit with much diminished effect, because you've taken out 4 of the 5 wires. However, I will pay Mara one of these delicious hero points to wait until the very last moment to finish disarming it.
Yes. Jeez,
Mara.
So,
how many fate points you got?
I'm down to only 5.
So you don't get it until this is all done, until the round is over, effectively. To earn that fate point, you have to go on hold and continue to tinker with the bomb until your action is the very last thing that happens in the round.
Mm-hmm.
At which point,
after her,
not that Emmeline's going to. She throws her knife really awkwardly 5 zones up and stabs you in the head with 8 explosions.
Exactly, she makes enough explosions.
At which point, it then becomes Jonathan's go next.
Yep. At which point, he can hold until after Doctor Strange's go to see if she can give him an additional bonus.
Yes, I see what you're saying. Makes good sense.
So Doctor Strange can move 1 zone and endeavour to make an agility check to hold up the wire. There's no such thing as too many people holding the wire.
Yeah.
It's true, actually. I probably would limit you at the point where you had like 7 or 8 people in here doing this. But.
We can do this. We have 3 people holding this wire. You've got to get one of these pieces.
You just tug of war it.
Okay, not me.
Alright.
However, you didn't.
I am an old woman.
You didn't crit fumble your assistance where you yank it out of one of the French guys' hands.
Okay, Jonathan, it's nearly all on you.
No pressure, but the fate of New York is in your hand.
Cool.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8 For your marksman again.
Yep.
Go marksman.
Which is just,
enough.
You shoot the wire. He shoots the wire.
No, you don't need to roll it. You're gonna destroy it. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the tower. The statue is saved. So after Emmeline, it's just Mara trying not to disarm the bomb she's sitting on top of.
I'm gonna try and shoot that guy.
Yes. Last French of the French.
Yes. Oh, well.
Gets face shot.
8.
Yep, that will face shoot him for. It is not a raise because it's against his parry.
So
it looks like climbing down.
No, it's her little French agent.
Oh, okay.
We keep forgetting she's still got one.
Oh,
oh my god!
Yeah. This Marguerite should totally get a promotion.
Oh my god!
Marguerite,
you're terrifying.
This man has been on France's most wanted list for over 7 years.
Yeah.
It's time to end this. Boom!
Dodge first.
Down goes mature feminist.
Alright. And it is Team Emmeline. Bring it.
Oh, is that what you want?
Yep.
Bring it. Okay, that's a confident sound.
I'm not saying she can't hurt Pete, and entirely possibly she can, but I just took on 25 French terrorists, and I am completely uninjured. My only limiting factor has been the time it takes me to hit a terrorist, move across the battlefield, hit a terrorist, move across the battlefield.
I'm on my way to help you.
You're a minion killer.
Yeah.
Oh, she staggers back, sort of hitting the ribs.
You are every bit as good as our intelligence files suggest. It is hard to believe that your woman was skunked from you by that mousy Englishman.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the size of the wrench signifies something else, hmm?
And she will endeavour to test will you to okay. distract and annoy you, at which point she will try and stab you.
Okay.
So this is her intimidation versus your smart.
Okay. I achieve a single success, but I expect it's a post check.
That is a sword wall. Probably going to be her last chance to do something impressive, so.
On the other hand, does she want to use it for that or the actual fighting role?
She wants to use it for that.
Okay.
She wants to berate your manhood.
Well, she's doing a good job.
That still wasn't berating manhoods.
You get one of these at the end of this resolution because she's spending a red chip on you.
Cool.
And that is a 6.
Ooh, nice. That will beat my 4.
Okay, but will not raise it, sadly, so
yep.
You are not shaken by this.
Yep.
At which point she will simply endeavour to stab you.
Yeah. Peter's less is genuinely offended by the test of his manhood and more upset by the reference to Elthrum Fog, which still gets under her skin.
8 versus your parry.
That will do it.
Shit, somebody finally touched you.
And yep,
as you get to his toughness.
As the thing is, it's not that you're so much, deeply, mortally offended by this, as it makes you think, and for a moment your head turns like Elsa would, and that's when she steps in and strikes for the
head. Yeah, like, did Elsa actually make it off the battlefield? Were there more fridge terrorists over the side?
And she stabs you in the shoulder and pulls the knife out, and you go, and flick slightly and close the door.
You still feel.
There's a 3 versus your toughness.
He jojos it.
I think that
will do
it. Not quite.
Oh my god, you got another.
Very nice.
Oh,
very nice.
You just flexed a green coin out of your shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. this is Pete's quintessential. I'm not saying this is the biggest quintessential hero moment Pete will ever have in the campaign, but he is fighting to defend the Statue of Liberty and his ex-girlfriend from French terrorists on
and
American soil.
Mara.
Red wire, blue wire.
Red wire, blue wire.
Red wire,
blue wire.
Red wire, blue wire. Do you choose the right wire?
Repair check.
At -2.
Fumble.
No.
Fumble.
No.
Oh, you fumble.
What are you doing?
Yeah, so the green chip will bring you to a minimum success, ignoring the fumble, but that actually won't help you because that will only bring you to 4 out of your 5 successes.
Yeah.
So you need the blue merely to re-roll your fumble.
Okay, so that's
a 3 and a 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you need an 8.
An 8?
You need a success and a raise. You've got 2.
But I'm just thinking.
Yes. Slam a really
and
nice.
You've got a minus 1 there, so that's, you need a 9.
A minus 2.
Oh, minus 2, sorry. You need to turn that 3 into a 10. You need to add 5 to it.
On the other hand, you didn't make it worse again, which is a plus. Or it may just be time to let it go boom.
Not quite yet. Just give me a second.
Because this is just at this point Jonathan's pulling the gun and aiming at the wire. We succeed. Will someone take the Easter eggs away from the GM? Anyway.
So that's really helpful. Oh, well. She put them right at me. That was not really normal.
Puts it out of the way. Helen's all like,
okay,
such a poor signal.
Who's that with a dice?
Sweet!
The GM wants more fat points.
Yeah, Emmeline's dying.
There we go.
Oh, explosions.
So that was 11.
And
minus 2 makes 9.
That will. So, red wire. You see the ticking clock. 3.
I start going towards the red one, and then I go, wait! In France, they hate the American system. They use blue!
In French, blue is the color of water. 3, 2, 1, and we see Mara squeeze her eyes shut and click, and there's a bang from Jonathan, and comes from the bomb. It shut down! Woo! Woo! The
Statue of Liberty is saved.
And I didn't have to use the greed.
Because apparently our goal is just to end the game with all green ships in the bag.
I just see us piling them all on fog at the end and then just dying under their weight.
Okay.
Holy hell.
We saved the Statue of Liberty. Isn't that just awesome?
One left. Round six, the bomb goes spark.
And I put them out of my range deliberately, thank you.
That's how you put them out of your range.
And again. Jonathan?
Oh, right, we still have to actually fight French terrorists,
yeah,
so it's kind of a bit focused suspect on the bomb thing.
Well, the thing is, they have a plan B.
Alright, right. Escape.
Ooh, very nice. Mm-hmm. Because they automatically know when the bomb's supposed to go off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right, so we don't have Maxwell.
Yep, or else.
And we start off with the ace.
Mm-hmm.
Ace of Pete's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does Emmeline react at all to the bomb not going off?
So she will glare across. She stabs you and you stagger back and just hard that off.
Impressive. Most impressive. But I have still achieved my purpose. Well, you are distracted here. The bomb countdown will reach zero any second now. Your precious Statue of Liberty is doomed. There is enough of your filthy American manure below it to blow the entire statue sky high. Ha ha!
She, you know, faints at you a couple of times in that. Any second now, you will see! You will see! You will see! Looks up behind you. Sacre bleu!
It's like American ingenuity got in the way.
Curse you. How could this be? I left no one up there but an archaeologist, an old woman, and a scrappy child. No scrappy child could ever stop the French terrorist movement.
I have very clever friends. And a calking gun. And Pete hits her. Alright, and that is going to be a miss. And reroll it. I'm wondering about... I don't desperately want to throw the fate points at it at this point.
Well, look, throw a white for a reroll, because it's...
Yeah, I will
want to hit her.
I do want to hit her. I will throw my crappy white at it. Ooh, that was a good choice. Thank you, Susan. Okay, 15.
If it was hit in a raise.
Yep.
So. Oh, dear. Oh, my ribs.
Okay. Oh, shit, you hit hard.
Yeah, I just exploded two of those. Okay, so let's add up what this is.
So I need my ribs to live.
That's 9 plus 6 is 15.
Yep.
And then I reroll the 8 for another 4 is 19. And that exploded.
20. Yeah, keep going. It's worth racking up as many wounds as humanly possible.
Okay, so...
19 plus 6 is 25.
Thank you. And then that one exploded again.
31.
Yep, keep going.
And now I'm done on a 35.
Holy hell! I'm not compensating for anything.
I'm gonna have one more point of it and
hold on, sorry.
Yep, sorry.
Make your point?
Yes, so I was just very clever friends and a Falcon gun. You just can't beat American construction.
Alright, so that would be shaken in 7 words.
Excuse me, Mum.
At which point she needs a success in 3 raises to not be incapacitated immediately.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, instead she's going to keep her her points.
She's gonna just try for the best incapacitation roll she can make.
Yeah, it's one of those. Her odds of hitting that many razors are ridiculously slim, particularly because she's not exactly super manly. So she's much better to use them on the incapacitation roll to not get the worst, the most horriblest result possible.
Oh my gosh! Like a brain caved in from being smacked in the head.
Hockey.
Oh, heck.
Thank you. Thank you for the advice to spend that one there, Susan. Really? That was a very worthwhile investment of a white chip.
Possible. Keep in mind she's at minus three in all of these as she takes enough wounds to go under.
That's a little better.
11 minus 3.
No, he also rolled a 3, so it was an 11.
11 minus 3 is 8. Which is 8.
What did you do to her?
Oh, that actually is going to do it.
What? You might have someone with a permanent injury.
No, quite the opposite. She succeeds with a raise.
Mm.
Want to check. Which, because she is covered under the pulp rules, means she is not incapacitated.
You're freaking kidding me! You hit her so hard that she comes back to it. Comes back to full health.
She's still in horrible, horrible condition.
Yeah, no, she definitely takes the 3 wounds.
It's just the peg so sharp.
That's going to hurt. Okay. So you smash her, and as she falls, she tries to sweep you with her leg, and you smash it down on her leg, and she falls, and you turn away, you know, thinking, of course, you've done it, and we see the sun in the background and the American flag waving proudly, and Pete standing in front of it. Yeah, right. This is not over yet! And she staggers up, knife in hand, clutching her now lame leg.
Yeah.
Is that a permanent injury?
No, because she gets a raise on it. It will go away within 24 hours or when all her wounds... It will, in fact, go away when the combat ends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pulp rules. Best result she can get, a raise. She returns to 3 wounds, is not incapacitated, is shaken and on 3 wounds, so knock her over, and is now lame for the duration of the combat, which is really going to hamper her running away.
Yeah. Bloody hell, lady, you've certainly got guts.
Holy heck. It was a 35 fed.
If we cannot succeed in destroying the Statue of Liberty, then we will take the second best symbol of American freedom here. Kill Pittsburgh Pete!
I was going to say, that's very pain, isn't it?
You're their backup plan. Excellent.
And that's your action, Pete.
Yes.
And yes, that was your backup plan, to kill or capture the most high-value hostages here. Except that capture no longer looks like a pretty good option.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, you're their symbol of freedom.
Well, there we go. I took her from... admittedly, I had, like, 4 explosions on my side, but I did manage to take her from perfectly healthy to effectively KO'd, and is nearly KO'd in one round.
And that is Pete.
Yes.
The next one up is... I have a 10. Yep.
You disarmed a bomb. Kid, what are you going to do for an encore?
I'm going to Disneyland.
I
I'm
going to Disneyland.
A free action to move forward.
Yep.
And then I will attempt to do a level 5 summoning.
Summoning level 5. Activated.
Okay, so...
Still have the copious millions of power points required for this?
Yes. Barely.
This is going to be basically all your power points,
oh,
right?
Yes.
So are you summoning something up there or down on the ground?
It has to be in my zone.
Right.
So where was I? There I am.
Are you summoning a bald eagle so you can
I wish.
Lie down?
I wish. That barely succeeds.
It is an explosion.
Oh, good point. Still barely succeeds.
Yeah. I'm just saying it was worth checking for the raise.
And I will summon, in my zone, the 3 Musketeers.
That's very French of you. Well done.
I was going to put these 3 out. That's probably not the right thing to do.
No, we need some distinctly enemy minions as opposed to the terrorist minions.
Well,
you're looking for ones with capes.
Well, it's going to be musketeers.
Here we are. French Dwarf Squad.
Yep.
French Dwarf Squad.
And, they'll all go to try and race down the ropes.
Athos! Nice. Pothos! and Aramis. All for one. Of course, I have to pause for a moment. All for one. And one for all.
Okay. So they are all...
The two French nations, like...
No, the fuck? Yeah, they look at each other, shrug. You are surprisingly awesome for a little girl. I know awesome isn't a period, but there's no other word that really covers it.
That's because I'm a future American.
I am not.
Oh, hang on.
I get my
agents too.
Ah, good point.
I tell you what, they're gonna act. They're gonna hold to after your musketeer guys because it's more dramatic that way.
Yep. So athletics is D4, sadly. Oh well. So 2. So he only goes down 1. Three. He only goes to 1.
Seven.
Yeah,
so it's still the 1.
Yep.
Okay, do you want to write their heights on the map so that we can actually... We've got 6 guys on front.
So, 3
musketeers.
Yeah. Man, that's a race to
liberty. I'll just make them a bit different so we know they're musketeer ones.
Sounds good.
Damn it, she still has actions!
Yep. What could possibly go wrong? Okay, and Jean-Luc and Jean-Pierre nod approvingly at Jonathan. Thanks, Dr. Hannah. We can really see why the boss likes you.
Wow, everyone is trying so hard.
All right, my little agent boys want to know, are there actually any ropes left? How many ropes are dangling out of this window anyway?
Lots.
Okay,
and lots and lots and lots.
Right.
Keep in mind, it was designed to be enough to evacuate the entire French team that was up here, that was at least 8 or 9 guys.
Okay. Alright, then they're both going to swing out on ropes.
Yeah, because there were specifically ropes for you while you were members of their terrorist team.
Oh, right. Yeah, so they will actually have their ropes. Okay, so this is an athletics check.
Yep.
If I take a -2 on this so I can also engage in fighting, is there a chance I fall to my death?
No, you're merely only going to get... It's pretty easy under very little time pressure to climb out the window on the rope. It's only a question of how fast you climb.
Okay, Jean-Pierre is surprisingly awesome on his rope. He gets a shitload, so he gets two sixes and a 4 is...
16.
16.
He's
on
the ground if he wishes to be.
Yeah, he'll take... he's got a -2, though, because he was intending to take a second action. So, but because he did so well, he will just go to one zone off the ground.
Yep.
At which point he will use his second action to let go of his rope and just drop to the ground instead of stabbing.
Free action he drops.
Yep.
Make me an athletics check. So he can land properly.
Okay, he gets a 3 on that one.
4 he sustains... Damage.
I think he twists his ankle.
A mighty, that is 3. That 5? Will it be enough to shake him?
It will, that's his parry.
He's shaken.
Yep, so
his toughness.
His toughness is 5 as well.
Yep.
So Jean-Pierre's like, look at me, brother. I'm fast. I'm going to make it to the bottom. I'm going to make it to the bottom ahead of you. Ow!
So it's basically he lets go, falls, gets that jarred knee.
Yeah.
But he's basically okay.
Yeah, but he makes it down. All right, Jean-Luc, on the other hand, is probably going to embrace a slightly more sensible rope climb. Oh,
no,
he's
not.
Do it well.
He's not.
4 thrones.
Okay, so 11 -2 is 9, so that's 6.
Two successes.
Yep, so he is at 2, at which point...
oh, God, they're all coming out of the statue.
Yeah, he has... It's a pulp fight.
Yeah.
He is therefore dangling at the same height as one of the dwarves, but all the terrorists are up in the next zone.
Yeah.
So he is not going to use his free action to attack at this time. He's just going to rappel down the building.
All the dwarves are above him. He's 2 down, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 2 off the ground, but the terrorist dudes are at 3.
No, that's the dwarves.
Oh, sweet. Hang on. That terrorist's at 2. Sweet. Yeah. He's going to attack that terrorist. He's going to take a nice swing at that
terrorist.
That terrorist
can become a person if the,
the dwarf
theme is getting impeded.
The dwarf
theme. Take the dwarf sniper out.
Yeah, that's my
In fact, trade the dwarf sniper out for one of Adam's, so he's got 3 separate musketeers.
Yep. That looks good. Okay, so Jean-Luc takes a swing at this archer guy and misses him.
At the guy or the rope?
The guy.
Okay. Tink, tink, tink.
Yep.
Knife fight for ropes.
Yep.
Awesome.
Okay, so my boys are rappelling down the wall.
And Mara was done?
Yeah.
Okay, so Emmeline.
I love being up to some multiple things.
And do one shake at -3 wounds. Alright. Pulls herself up on her leg, which is now much worse than it looks. She will take a compel to make her injury permanent.
No.
Then immediately spend it to unshake. Because
she
hasn't succeeded. So.
Permanent as in she'll be permanently lame from now on.
Yes. Pulls herself up. The leg is clearly.
It's not my fault. If she hadn't tried to walk on it, it would have been a temporary injury.
The leg is clearly broken.
Ugh.
She pulls herself up anyway. Or at least, you know, she's wincing and holding that style of thing.
Lie down, you mad French witch.
Well, this.
You're gonna break that leg.
This family has delicate legs. I mean, between you and Jonathan.
I shot the arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be a match pair.
Well, no, because Annabelle's is going to recover.
Yeah.
You do not know what forces you are meddling with. You are a patriot, true, but a patriot of a country that has never known sacrifice, a country that has never known hardship, a country that has suckled on the cultural teat of the world for too long. I will show you hardship.
She staggers forward, black murderer eyes now.
I will show you culture. I will show you what it means to be French. Rawr.
Badass. Okay, I'm starting to develop reluctant respect for this villain lady.
Yeah, she's going psychotic now.
Yeah.
Rage!
Too much rage.
Yep. Insufficient rage.
Yeah, sorry, but my parry remains 7, even when
people
have cool dialogue.
Huge amount of wound penalties, too.
Yeah.
Can you shove her in a bit? She's still in that melee.
Yeah, she does have the gang up bonus,
yes,
so she can't drag the wound penalties.
It brings her to a grand total of -1. So
yeah.
Is not going to get her far in life.
Okay, so that's Emmeline.
Yep.
At which point it is...
The goon squad have their orders!
Yep, the goon squad... It's like, oh god.
Although
all the goon squads on ropes, and then the goon squads in melee with Pete.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I'm coming down to help you.
Yeah, I know.
So the musketeers.
Starters. These two are still going for the moment.
Yep. Off,
I say. Keeps slapping his buddy. His buddy keeps grappling him. And then suddenly lets him go. What am I doing? What is this thing? Throws it to the ground and crushes it. As Maxwell runs out of
PowerPoint.
Yep. And no longer been on the scene. Doesn't bother to spend any more to maintain.
Yeah.
See, now that's something that is trained.
And that is the tool.
I'm nowhere near it.
Yeah, you need to be trained. It's like you can't summon your musketeers just arbitrarily.
It'd be bloody useful if you're going against Maxwell himself, though.
Oh, yes.
And it will be. You know, we all know it's coming to a fight. Well, you can reduce his gun power.
Then suddenly there is a blur of knives and rope in the air as everyone up here is swinging back and forth. Cutting up knives.
Like the last act of Hook.
Okay, so. Swing at the rope. -2 to hit.
This.
Nope.
Ooh, that's a 2, that's right.
Slash. The rope, however, is actually thick and heavy and is not just going to break automatically for looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we shall find out. Hold on.
Oddly enough, I know it's shockingly poor of me, but I don't know the hardness of rope off the top of my head.
Shocking.
Yeah. On the bright side, if people are going to fall to their deaths off the tower that are allied to the good guys, I'm kind of glad it's your summoned musketeers as opposed to actual.
Rope has a toughness of 4.
A musketeer does not scream.
So that's broke. So that's.
Can he make me an athletics check? As he falls 3 zones to the ground.
Ooh, this is going to be painful.
3d3.
Oh, hello.
2d3.
Oh! He exploded. Oh, jeez.
2d3.
Oh, my gosh.
He is part cat.
Okay.
That's a 15.
Yeah, that probably
yeah,
comes
so
of not having...
the absolute minimum.
That comes of not actually being a person.
Lands. Two damage. Doesn't bother him, obviously.
Lands,
rolls, and comes up on his feet.
Ha! Man.
You think that would kill me? You can't!
Next guy, same trick.
Mm-hmm. See, Jean-Luc appreciates
miss.
Your weird musketeer contracts. It's bogarting all the rope action.
1, 2, 3, and we're out of French terrorists.
Yes.
Okay.
I've delayed them as much as I can.
Does this one want to move?
He was fighting off the grapple.
Okay. What about the two in melee with Pete?
Yep. They have orders to kill Pete.
Yep.
And they will do so by any means necessary. Waha! That is a 7.
Ooh.
Oh, that will hit my parry.
Ha ha! Now to very badly attempt to shake you.
Well, the day I make fun of one of these guys.
Ooh.
9.
It's going to be ugly.
He's going to get promoted.
12.
10, 11, 12.
Okay, I am shaken but not wounded. Hey,
oh,
no.
Nice.
That's the first time I've been shaken this combat.
He drives you back, then the other guy.
Yep.
He stares at you.
It's a 4, which will miss your parry.
Yes.
And you are pressed upon by many deadly French knife blades.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Go, Pete, go.
Yep.
Toughness is its own reward.
Yep. I'm feeling pretty good about it right now. Alright, we're not quite finished, everybody.
I know, I'm just sweeping cards.
And
Annabelle lies on the ground going, ow.
Yeah.
God damn, that hurts.
Yeah, falling off the open
she's
off the
lying,
Statue of Liberty.
She's lying on her back, almost unconscious, you know, lying, her arm twisted up under her. Looks up. 2, 1. Sees no explosion. Jonathan.
Oh,
we can use
fake
points on her, can't we?
Yes.
Would she like to act?
She's pretty badly.
Not much for muchness.
Okay.
Yeah, she's pretty badly wounded.
She knows her bow is up there for us. So.
Yep. Doctor Strange.
Okay, so I've got a little bit of a predicament.
And what's that?
I can't do anything up here. The ropes are all taken. I'm needed down here for healing people.
Quick,
I'm looking...
to the elevator.
That's what I was about to say. I'll just take the elevator down.
Oh, yeah. We do actually have a working elevator.
I was going to suggest that the two of you take the elevator down and one of you calls the police.
The police have probably been alerted by someone or other at this point.
Okay.
There has been a metric arseload of gunfire.
Yeah.
You know, in an area populated by the highest society mucky mucks in New York. And in fact, literally at this point, you will probably start to hear the wee wee off in the distance somewhere.
Watch out, it's the Coast Guard.
So make a run check to run for the elevator.
Mara, my dear, let's go downstairs and see if we can assist people on the ground floor. We're not much use here. Oh, I got 6. I'm running, lady. I got 7.
Yep.
Goes
to 9 because you have nothing else you need to do but run. So you
to 8. So that's a success with a raise.
So that'll bring you 2 extra zones into the elevator.
Yeah. At which point you hold it.
At which
it.
Point you can go down or hold it as you like.
Yeah. Which presumably you'll hold it for Mara.
Yeah. I'll hold it. Mara can push the buttons when she gets in.
Do people want to continue with this conflict at this point?
Oh my gosh.
Well, I kind of wonder if Jonathan wants his go because everybody else is
Yes, Jonathan, you're still up this round, so you might as well.
Okay. Are you going to badass out the window?
I was, yes. I can help. I can still shoot things.
Oh, yes.
I take it you're climbing rather than just hardcore fucking jumping straight
up. Yeah, I'm going down the road.
Another 15.
So does she get to the bottom?
That is
well,
8 to 12. No, not quite.
So one zone off the bottom.
Yep. At which point, if you wish, you can let go and hit the ground.
Sure, what role is that?
Athletics to try and soak it to nothing. Yep.
And Jonathan hits the ground like a cat. Just
you hit the ground, roll, and come up, gun still in hand.
The bus can take off.
They can jump out wherever he likes if he wants to be in this zone.
I,
Maxwell be close enough to Pete to help
him. Oh, okay, you're wanting... Yeah, sorry, I forgot that there's a line
and,
there.
And she gets to go.
Oh, yeah, and... Yeah.
She's coming over. She wants to shoot these guys.
She's the boss.
Goes, aha, it salutes you.
Okay. That one.
Oh, they're in melee. You may...
One six chance of hitting Pete.
Pete would probably prefer... Pete appreciates the support from the cute little French chick, but he'd probably prefer she didn't shoot him.
Yeah.
You can always pick... If you want to shoot at somebody, you can shoot a guy swinging off a rope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually really funny.
I mean, a couple of zones up, but, you know, minus two to hit.
That
guy?
Yep. You shoot the Statue of Liberty a few times.
Yeah.
There's already a few bullet holes.
Yeah, it's going to need some cosmetic repairs.
Blood and someone... The blood of patriots, so forth, blah, blah, blah.
Someone's
prepared. Tree of Liberty.
All right, so, You know, it's kind of... I guess it's kind of on you, Sweet. I mean, Pete has been shaking it, but I do kind of think that the forces of justice over here are going to be enough to relieve Pete and capture the badly wounded Emily. And I'm happy... I'm having fun, but I'm happy to concede the conflict at this point on the grounds that we've basically kicked
ass. I don't
think
the French terrorists still have any hope of winning.
No.
They've probably still got a moderate hope of stabbing the shit out of Pete.
Yeah. I'm happy to... If you want to give them their shot at stabbing the shit out of Pete, I'm happy to roll it out.
What would be more dramatic is if we finish this fight and say that she manages to get away.
Well, I really...
Right, well, we want to capture her, don't we?
We do, but I would like to, like, run across her as a villain further later on, because she's pretty bad at us.
She's going to be lame.
I will offer you two choices. Yeah, which is awesome. Villains, that's the whole point of that rule, is villains take compels to show up again wounded.
She can come back with a stylish walking cane.
Mm. With a rapier in it.
Yeah, sword cane.
So, I will offer you two choices then. The French terrorists at this point will offer a concession. They are basically all going to converge on Pete and have the mighty bit where they all pile on, and then Pete goes, and throws them all heroically. And by the time you are done subduing them and saving Pete, Evelyn has just disappeared somewhere in the melee. On the other hand, you can keep going for the next round, at which point she can disappear anyway, but in a more dramatic fashion, and you will get a green chip in the bag for it. Mm-hmm. However, you are risking... whatever penalties
I
suffer
from.
Always go
after
the green chips.
I want that one. That sounds awesome.
So we stay in then.
Yep. Oh dear.
Pete. Fuck you, Pete. You're supposed to stay shaken so they can actually fucking look at you.
Well, I'm terribly sorry to inconvenience everyone, but I'm the badass. Anyway, I'm not that awesome at making unshake checks. I may not make my unshake check. Of course, I do have 3 fate points here.
Okay. And Pete, you are in fact the first man up.
Okay, so this is the regular spirit check to unshake. And I unshake but do not act.
Would you like to act?
No, that's cool. You've got spear whites, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I would like to act.
Get up.
Succeed with a raise.
Yep. And,
take out the goons at least.
Yeah, I'm feeling
You've got lots of little cosmetic nicks across. Your tuxedo jacket has basically been slashed to the point where it falls away now. You've got the long white sleeve shirt with several nicks, like right here across the bicep style. Right where the vein of muscle is bulging.
Yeah. So, Pete's feeling a little bit bad about hitting such a terribly wounded lady.
Slash across the chest Kirk thing?
Invariably, yes.
Yeah.
Exposing peck.
Yes. Pete's feeling bad about hitting a mortally wounded lady, even if she is, you know, trying to kill him, so he's going to hit one of the goons.
Oh god, yes.
Dude! Quick one!
Scratch that, he's gonna kill.
You could roll 3 ones.
It could happen. In fact, that wasn't particularly awesome.
Smuck.
It's only 13 pounds.
It's a boom!
Okay. And that's Pete's action, and now it's John Luke and John Pierre. So John Pierre is gonna try and unshake.
Yep.
And fail.
Yep.
Much like his boss, he lies on the ground going, "This ground is surprisingly hard."
Of course, poisonous and acid soil.
John Luke is going to make an athletics check to just move a zone down.
Yep.
And fail.
At which point he moves a zone down automatically.
Yep.
But doesn't get the next one.
That's fine.
So he can drop if he so chooses and risk getting hurt.
Having seen how that worked out for his brother, he's going to stay on the road.
He's going to climb gently down the road.
Yeah,
he's the cautious brother.
So he does because he failed his athletics check, does he get to act, or is that instead of acting?
That's his action is climbing down.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, no, he takes a bit more of a cautious approach to that after.
Yeah, the free movement you don't get in situations where you're crossing a thing, climbing a thing, swimming a thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, and as long wildcard extras, they're going to be a little bit less foolhardy, unless they get all overexcited. Okay, and then it's Team Bad Guy.
Emmeline has a plan.
Okay.
Her plan revolves around many things working in her favor.
Yep. Well.
France needs you, my friends. Help me strike a mark against this American dog you will never forget.
Mm-hmm. And she orders them to damn the benches, just get into melee with Pete.
Drop from three floors.
Yep.
Very few of them are going to stay conscious through this.
They are all fanatics, however, so they're all going to do it. We.
So any of them drop from the musketeer that's already on the ground?
Not as they drop, they will as they wander off.
Cool.
So...
Okay.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about attacks of opportunity for anyone who's shaken or worse, and the odds are none of them are going to make it to that point.
Right, so this guy will fall down two zones, mm-hmm. lands, rolls, and moves into melee.
Wow.
Badass.
He's Marguerite's number on the other side. He's the one more awesome.
The other two have further to fall, so we're going to have problems. One success and no successes. Two and two. This guy lands and is okay.
Okay.
And the other guy lands and is okay.
Oh, sure. It's a good day to be French.
Pulp falling rolls.
That's right.
Yep. So.
Okay, he lands there, doesn't he?
And. is not really going to be able to pass, so he will close one of the two arbitrarily. Closes with Marguerite instead, not being able to get there. And then the other guy does, because that's basically getting too crowded, all the people have to actually rush through. The guy does have the option to still go, so he drops and so he won't get him there, so he's going to have to run.
Mm-hmm.
She will not do. But someone's in melee with Pete.
Yep, that was very impressive.
Did any of them provoke?
Sorry?
Did any of them provoke walking past the musketeer that was on the ground?
No, because they've stopped instead of going past him.
Yeah, he held up this one, who chose to close with Marguerite instead of him, but didn't go gang up with her.
Yes, the French agent looks between the French terrorist looks between Marguerite and the musketeer. Darts left, darts right, darts left towards her, but doesn't pass through the gap in the middle, which would open up to all sorts of stabbings. And then Emmeline still has a shot at this.
Yep.
Still pull it all out with this one last mighty move, like, given the amount of penalty she's taking.
You think you know the histories of your country? You think you know what patriotism is? I have seen the true histories in the archives of France. I know the rot that creeps at the center of your country. You simple country bumpkin, you have no idea what you fight for.
What does this have to do with waterways?
I will make it my life's mission to educate you.
And she will endeavor to intimidate, distract you again.
Yep.
And then stabs you again.
Okay, so
smart check.
Smart check.
Ooh,
only use my powers to annoy.
Eight.
Just got him all the
way. You caught yourself a nemesis.
Already have a nemesis.
Have another one. One who's really angry.
Oh, that was a good
13,
roll.
10 to hit your parry.
That will do it.
Will it hit with a ray?
It will not.
She's
she
a
tried so hard and got
but
so
she
hit
me.
But in the end, it did even better.
Six.
Yep.
Ooh.
That's gonna...
Seven!
That's not gonna do it. Sorry.
She got really close to shaking me. Really, really close.
This is the saddest battle.
Yeah, the sad part is we're all rooting for the French terrorist, even me. She's just trying so hard.
Come on, just hit me once. Hit me once.
You can do it. I even stopped attacking her to help, but, you know, it didn't quite do the trick.
There are too many abdominal muscles in the way.
Annabelle lies on the ground.
Yep, she's just not going to unshake.
Everybody else.
Yay. Okay.
Marisketeers.
Yes. This one will close into melee and take a swing at him.
Yep. Ganging up, obviously.
Aha. And he adds plus one to this parry, to this guy's parry, because he's an ally.
Ah.
Skills parry.
Which he may not need to do.
Oh dear.
Nine.
Yep. Bad day to be a Frenchman. You hit him with a raise.
Ugh.
Which point you?
D8,
D6, D6. Oh, yes, 11. Gee, gee. On guard, sir! Do you want your musketeer's dialogue?
Yeah, why not?
With his a thing that actually talks.
How dare you desecrate the sacred uniform of my country's past?
Because, of course, he assumes it's an imposter of some kind, as opposed to a time-displaced actual musketeer. And, you know, tinks him with the knife, parry, parry, with the rapier, parry, parry. How dare you disgrace my country's past? Tink, tink, tink.
You're a fool. I am your country's past.
Excellent. Drops the knife and falls to the ground, slain by the power of the true patriots of France.
He does a sweep with the blade to flip the blood off, and then he gives his fallen opponent a salute. Because after all, he was French.
Saint-Germain return.
And now for the other two musketeers.
The greatest swordsman in all of France.
Yep, I'll reference only one other player at the table who actually is.
I think those two might want to consider climbing down the rope.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still pretty high in the sky.
Okay. This one will keep climbing.
Yep.
Yep. Six.
Yep.
So
you get one zone automatically.
Yep.
So that,
and then you get another one. So you're
one zone above.
Yep.
Does he want to drop at that point as a free action?
Yep. Athletics check.
Nope.
Suck two damage. No, you're fine.
Okay.
You're pretty much at the height that he's falling. You're only really running the risk of having a horrible landing, i.e. several explosions, which is what happened to Annabelle.
No.
It's fine. It's only one zone. Me, that hurt.
Yeah, Jean-Luc probably should have taken the one zone drop, but he'd just seen his brother and his
boss
fall.
Yeah, it's hard to argue.
Yeah.
And this one, which I shall name Pathos, is going to decide to try, rather than climb down, to pull on his opponent.
So, Porthos or Pathos?
You be the judge.
One is the true name, one might be more fitting to the thing.
Porthos, then.
Okay.
He's going to chop, because Porthos is always slightly mad.
Yeah. You realise this is a helpful French agent.
Yeah.
You have no opponents.
John Luke would appreciate you not landing on his head.
Okay, then he would try.
Well, he could just make another.
This is the same zone, basically, isn't it?
Nope.
Single line. Okay. So he'll try to run across the statue, jump off, and land on
Annabelle.
Ah, damn it.
Yes, kill Annabelle. There are no... This is a French aid. This is a terrorist. Terrorist.
Then damn it, they're so
few. Yeah, you might just want to climb down.
Yeah.
No, wait. Terrorists. He pulls out his pistol. Tries to shoot this bastard.
There's two more terrorists who want to endeavor to assist.
We're coming to help!
Right, I'm going to try to shoot this one.
I keep forgetting about
it. From three zones in the sky?
Why not?
It's
not like he's going to get another round.
Yeah, go for it. While swinging from a rope with your blunderbuss.
Does this count as a moving vehicle?
No, actually.
Damn it! Oh, well.
Doesn't it just negate your penalty?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's relevant whether it does or not.
And it's a pistol,
And it's 2d6 plus exclamation mark, apparently.
That was probably a 1.
Yeah.
That's why you shouldn't get the GM to type your notes. Type your own notes if you don't like the type ones.
Shooting's a d8, because musketeers are awesome. Nope.
You're going to need more than one explosion there.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, well, you can move one zone down as well. Oh, no, that's right. That's not. Yeah. You don't get free movement.
No.
No, that's all right. Okay, and Mara herself. Run for the lift.
Yep. Run. At a d4 minus 2.
You're slow as well. That's so adorable. Small legs.
One zone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe you should let Mara go down in the second lift.
Give her actually possibly 2 minutes there, so...
Yeah, you go down.
Jonathan, do you want to last that?
I look shocked as you left without me.
Jonathan's on the ground. Jonathan can shoot these terrorists.
Yes,
Jonathan's going
to shoot. But he's the last action, as in he's got the tip, so he's the last man in the round.
I'm going to shoot those terrorists. Yeah, before I go down the elevator, I'll tell you to...
Yep, you shoot the bejesus out of them.
So success with the raise.
I'll call out to Mara to tell her to use the other
six
lift.
Damage.
Plus you roll the d6 because you hit with a raise.
8 damage. 8
is only shaken, not killed.
9 because plus 1 for the shot.
Is killed.
Yep, so that one. Yep. Let's have it be the mind spider guy because he's just having a bad day.
Poor fear.
She's going to turn and shoot that guy.
Yep. Forgotten front. Bang. Yep. You hit him.
8.
He is shaken, but not killed.
But still, Marguerite's having a great day.
Alright, the French can still pull this out.
Okay, the French want to keep going?
Yeah.
One more round? Yep.
One more round.
Oh, yes. The French are going to get the Joker for all their goons and Emily.
Yep.
Okay, first part of the plan not working out.
Emily got a good action. Though.
Second part of the plan not working out. Okay, I think the French are fucked at this point.
Yeah.
Yay! Yep, if they don't get good enough draws to go before you, there's four of them, four terrorists still up, one of whom is shaken, and Emmeline was bordering on death. So, do you want to win this green chip of power?
I think Emmeline, through her sheer hardcore, has earned in this game.
Yeah, let's give her a chance to stab you in the heart another day.
So, Pete, the two guys to either side of you basically grab you and start grappling at me and wrestling you and trying to sort of force you down and not actually seriously wounding you, but keeping you temporarily pinned kind of thing.
Holding Pete for a brief moment before he Hulk rages them off.
And Emily leans forward.
I have acted on these stories of you, Pittsburgh Pete. But now that you have ruined everything I have spent 10 years working towards, I ate you almost as much as I ate my sister.
You're practically family.
And so there's one thing you need to remember. You may win in a straight-up fight.
Clutches their leg.
Every time. But I am French, and there's one thing you must know. And she leans in and whispers, almost quite seductively, in your ear. French girls will do things other girls will not.
And then there is the thrust of the knife towards your groin.
Yeah.
And you twist and pull the French French terrorist from the way, and the knife stabs him in the kidneys.
Yeah.
And he falls. And she steps back away, and just as you throw the other guy off heroically and reach for her, she reaches down into her cleavage, of course, throws the smoke bomb down. There's the great poof, and everyone's and when the smoke clears, Emmeline Sinclair is gone, and Annabelle gets up half a moment later, rushes over, runs into the smoke. No, I cannot let her get away. Runs in.
Ah, sacre bleu.
Not again.
Every time I come to America.
And the other French terrorists look around and see there's the clink as everyone cocks guns. Doctor Strange and Mara walk out of the elevator at this point. Ah, all guns, 20 on cocking, and the musketeers pull their rapiers.
We surrender. It would be the first time a Frenchman has ever surrendered.
And this is where the reputation came from.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, at this point, we get our heroic French agent buddy some medical attention. He's got a strange variety, particularly that Dr. Strange's French counterpart who got stabbed and shot by, like, six people.
Yep.
Yeah,
I would also like some light medical attention.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about actually rolling for the NPCs. That's pretty much just the background detail.
But
PCs
you
will need to make rolls for.
Yeah, so we round up the civilians and check everyone's okay. I would imagine Fog, Elsa and Maxwell are long gone, and stabilise the injured French agents and medicalise ourselves. So who actually took wounds in that fight?
Me.
Right, just Mara?
Wow. There were like 80 goddamn French
characters. None of them shot at Jonathan. None of them attempted to
I'm learning from this one. The next adventure is going to have 80 T-Rexes. Each of them with a French terrorist riding.
And that's when Strange takes Beast Friend.
In all fairness, that was largely because the guys up the top weren't so much shooting these guys after the first couple of rounds as running the fuck away from them, setting off the bomb and then running the fuck away. And down here, well, Peace just that awesome, what should I say?
We saved the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
And ruined his wedding. Yay!
Yeah, so Pete is going to, you know, thank you all on behalf of America for your awesome bomb, disabling abilities. Pete's going to shake everybody's hand and clap you all on the back. Well done, kid.
And of course,
nice shooting, John.
We can hear, you know, the national anthem playing over the background, the flag waving majestically off the top of the statue.
The bald eagle calls in the background.
The bald eagle lands on top of the Statue of Liberty and majestically, and of course down here there's about 800 flags.
Thank you, Dr. Strange. And then, yes, so you three have heroically saved the Statue of Liberty. If you look at this battlefield, you will notice this trail of guys that have been caught by a wrench in this general direction.
All the wrench-shaped bruises across the back of their head.
I'll give medical attention to even the people who aren't on our side.
Yeah.
Can you make a roll for Mara?
Okay, so...
Minus two plus... You're minus what?
One.
So minus three.
Anyway, we're up hopeful adventurers. Occasionally we have to take on 80 guys.
Yeah.
Yep. French have no points in the game.
Five
not
minus
enough.
Three, so I don't get one.
Yep.
If you only need one success.
Two.
Oh, two.
I can supply one
success.
If somebody can supply another one,
I might as well do it.
Okay, so that's one hit point taken care of.
Yay! Okay, that's my physical wounds.
Yeah, you guys are still going to have to recover your social wounds off your own back.
Yeah.
You're taking into account the various horrible wound penalties you're all facing.
Yeah, there was a minus three.
Yep.
Okay.
Is there anyone else?
No, we're all fine.
What about Annabelle?
She already had the...
She's already had all the medical attention you provided. She hasn't actually been wounded in this fight.
Yeah, I suppose if she got wounded any further, then she'd be out, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's merely struggling to do it. I mean, she was moderately badass in that fight, which was quite impressive given her horrific wounds already.
Okay.
We didn't really see her.
You'll just take whatever the heck for the rest of the people, including
I assume at this point we get the montage of Doctor Strange bandaging various attractive extras up style of thing.
Suddenly they got a makeover.
Well, yeah, shockingly enough, like, the entire French team, you know, Annabelle is explicitly, you know, reasonably good-looking, you know, raven black-haired woman, but all the generic French intelligence agents are also, you know, reasonably handsome or attractive. Not startlingly so, but just in that, you know, woman over 30 don't exist in TV land way.
John Pierre milks a bit to get you to bandage up his sprained ankle from before.
And pulls up his leg, showing off his muscular calf. So,
because
there's a couple of slashes across
areas. It's been clearly established that Frenchmen don't hesitate to head on a woman just because she's 80.
Yeah, I mean, these,
okay, I see where you're going now.
These guys are meant to be, you know, just actually generic-looking people because they're meant to blend into their environment. So, of course, naturally they look like male models because that's how TV works.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing where if they were high school geeks, they'd still have six-pack abs and be 6.5.
Oh my gosh, Jean-Pierre and Jean-Luc would like you to know that this is what an average Frenchman looks like.
Yeah. That's very true.
Everyone in their country just is this handsome.
Yeah.
They can't help it if people from other lesser countries are jealous.
Amanda
it's about the next campaign I'm currently playing a pair of French twins.
So, Amanda just nods and yes,
and obviously Miriam will play Marguerite, most awesome friend, the one who actually does all the work while the boys steal the credit.
So we see Annabelle going round and shaking her team's hands, having a few quiet words with them in French, and then she staggers over to Jonathan, you know, one arm sort of hanging quite limp, and she looks up.
So you stopped the bomb then?
Yeah, I shot a couple of wires and Mara made certain that the bomb wouldn't go off.
And she lowers her voice as she has this conversation with you. But, you know, it's comparatively audible to everyone around. She's just not shouting for the benefit of civilians style of thing. And
if that bomb had detonated, if this disgrace had been allowed to be perpetrated on American soil by French terrorists, it would have soured relations between the two countries forever. France would have never recovered. And more personally, it would have been the end of my career once it became known that my family were involved and I had failed to stop it. It would seem, my hero, that I owe you everything.
Fine. Just
back off.
I wanted to thank the people.
Mara's in the background and she squeaks so hard she's actually calling into like a pitched human's cut here.
You are truly the most remarkable archaeologist I have ever met. Clearly, my agency will need to spend more time studying your Cambridge.
Perhaps I should volunteer.
So is Jonathan, like, bright red at this point?
And she will lean in, and she will lean in quietly to your ear in much more private words in your ear style thing. She leans in, gives you a hug with her good arm, and whispers to you, you know,
if we should ever meet again, I will be certain to teach you some of our French tongue.
And yes! Then kisses the side of your cheek, you know, relatively chastely.
Oh my god, the French tongue! Shut.
And I think we can safely assume at this point that Jonathan's not going to push it, given he's had about 800 opportunities to do so.
Yeah, absent somebody using a mind spider to get him to damn well kiss the girl, I think Jonathan's just going to miss this opportunity.
I don't think he's missed it completely.
And she will signal surreptitiously to her team, and they actually begin to slip away because they don't want the credit, they don't want to. And in fact, she says to you, We were never here. We were never here. This is all yours.
Yep.
And they vanish.
So,
like
one
French ninja.
Thanks for everything, Annabelle. Take care.
This is his number.
I'm changing it.
What is it with you? You want a hot French girl who's awesome? What's the matter with you, man?
He's gay. That's what the fans on the internet are writing right now. They're shipping him with Fog.
Ew.
Well, they've got that kind of hate relationship going. It's Draco Harry.
Yeah, no, only sickos are shipping
him. It's not even equivalent, though. Draco and Harry are kind of similar in age.
Absolutely no one touched the ground before Fog left here, so whatever was in those multiple misperception checks will remain hidden for all time.
Nice.
Yeah, but, you know, Pete was fighting off. Pete's skills and abilities are demonstrated by the fact that he personally beat up 9 terrorists and took Emmeline, thank you. Pete's just not a spotting guy.
What is happening elsewhere on the island? A good, you know, kilometre or so away from the scene of this chaos, everyone is basically stampeded for the piers.
Yeah.
A couple of people have been knocked down and trampled a bit. There are several bruises and, you know, several security guards have been coshed over the head and taken out preemptively style of thing. But by and large, you pretty much have several bruises, a couple of light wounds, and no casualties of any kind here.
Sweet.
Nuts.
I imagine Annabelle's French agents, you know, having been medicalized by Doctor Strange to make it off, are all going to get up, make it to their safe house, and then sit around and have several days of recuperation, given the number of wounds they took.
However, when you get over to the crowds, unsurprisingly, there is a lot of media in this crowd as well, because they were covering Fogg's wedding, which you saw amply, pretty much expecting. most of they all stampeded off when the rioting and shooting started and that. And when you head over with the crowd, Phileas is standing there sort of holding his slightly smoking gun up in the air. He looks fine. Completely fine. And he is standing there. And that is how, having preemptively taken care of the bomb, I slew several of the terrorists and drove several of the terrorists and took their leader down personally. Now rest assured that as long as Phileas J. Fogg is on the job, your monuments are safe, noble Americans.
That's J for a joke.
Continuing to preach to the media about all about how he and to a much more background extent Elsa and Maxwell saved the Statue of Liberty and disarmed the bomb. Now you can feel free to go over. He's just pontificating at endless length. You can feel free to go over and do whatever about this you like.
I think we should get a leg up in the next part of the race.
Agreed.
That's hilarious.
let Phileas have the media. We're going to catch it. We're going to check the civilians are okay. Catch a boat off Ellis Island and head off. By the time Maxwell manages to tow him away from the TV cameras, we can be a good couple of hours out of New York City.
I was going to give medical aid to them.
Yeah. You've got the worst wounded people are here.
Yeah.
Because basically the people that have actually been knocked out and badly wounded enough are around this area. Indeed, in the back of the bridal tent you'll basically find the stack of a dozen security guards.
Yeah.
So what happened is in the time we spent spent medicalizing people and we spent rounding people
up
and stuff.
You spent about 20 minutes helping everyone.
Phileas got in front of the TV cameras and started
and over there with the unwounded crowd, with the unwounded people and the crowds and the media, Phileas has been pontificating at length about how fabulously goddamn awesome he is.
Okay. So, what I was thinking is they had gotten injuries as well.
She wanted to know if Maxwell and Phileas and Elsa needed treating.
Can you roll me a healing check as you observe them?
D6 and D6.
Ooh.
8. Oh, 7. 7.
Okay.
I wanna know. So, would an extra one make it?
Yes.
Like, make more?
Yep. Yes,
yeah.
It will.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we will assume then on the raise, because you've got a raise on this, Pete has already given you a actually pretty good and detailed description of what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're looking around. What about Elsa and what about Elsa and Phileas and Maxwell? Were they injured? And Pete says, you know, they went off that away. Fogg got shot here. You know, Elsa took a wound here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Elsa has a bit of a wound on her arm, matching the descriptor you were given.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty sure, however, that any competent doctor can treat it. She'll be pretty much fine.
Yeah.
Phileas, on the other hand, now from what Pete describes, he got shot in the head, which is to pulp heroes, you don't get shot in the head and die, but you certainly get shot in the head and wounded.
Mm-hmm.
It is very possible to get very badly wounded. You can lose, you know, eyes, noses, ears, doing that kind of thing. You can take brain damage. Fogg looks fine. And I mean, absolutely fine. He has
like he got healed.
He has no signs of blood anywhere on his clothing, on his face, on his lapel, anything of the sort. Not like he's been healed, like the wound has just disappeared, or was it perhaps even never there in the first place. There is no sign that he has ever been shot in such a way that would make him bleed. There's no sign of any damage to his face, there's no blood on his clothing.
Quite perplexed.
There are some holes and rips and things in his clothing. He looks like he's been in a scuffle, but nowhere near the level of, like, Pete described him as going, oh, you know, Jesus, God, my eye style of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just standing there going, blah, 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 blah. He's not suffering any wound penalties.
Okay.
And doesn't show any signs of having had medical attention. Like, you'd expect at least bandages, you know, on his face, an eye patch maybe, style of thing. He's fine.
What about...
Can I do a weird science roll to see if it's time travel related?
Yes, you can.
Four.
You think definitely not. Because of his clothes, they are scuffed and scrabbled, like people have been grabbing at him and slashing him with knives and that sort of thing. It's definitely the same guy that left the battlefield.
From the same time period.
From the same time period in that. This is not a substitute fog, a future fog, a past fog, anything of the sort.
He's literally been healed.
Yeah, so nothing to do with time travel.
No, I don't think he's been healed. I think the wound's been erased.
But they're still there.
No, no.
I know what he means. Can I roll in an occult or a science or a notice or something to see if I can look up?
Occult it would have to be.
Okay, I could do that.
Science
as well.
Very explicitly won't be able to tell you anything because
this
the scientific explanation makes no sense.
And so, 7.
And Doctor Strange is going to roll.
I can do an occult.
Yep.
Cool.
Yes.
8, 7. I got the same.
Yeah, so the thing here that you're pretty sure of is he didn't bleed. Pete never got a good enough look at it to tell you whether he was bleeding one way or the other, but on the balance of probabilities, he should have been in some fashion or another.
Mm.
And if he had been healed, magically or otherwise, there'd still be evidence of him being wounded on his clothes. It's
you're
like,
saying that he didn't have the injury in the first place, potentially?
He looked and acted like he was wounded. Whether or not it was a deception, you couldn't work out from what you're looking at. But he didn't bleed. You're quite confident of that. At no point in any of this did he bleed.
I'm suspecting that whatever they did in the library back in Transylvania
made him immortal.
This is the result.
Okay.
It's an interesting idea. We never worked out what that spell was for.
The library.
Mm-hmm. So can we? They did excessive study of the ley lines and things. You know, we couldn't work out just from that what the spell was. Is there any possibility of making a knowledge occult check based on the spell description plus this new information to work out if it could have done that?
Not based on what you can do just standing here looking at him. Certainly if you want to go to libraries and look up facts and rah rah rah, then certainly.
And so we could do some research on that, you know, possibly in the next place we hole up and it's got a library, because we probably don't want to stay in New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
How was the healing on Maxwell and Alyssa?
Maxwell was fine. He never got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And Elsa has some, you know, light wounds to the arm.
Yeah, but it's not something that she needs healing right now for.
No,
it's like a one wound.
She does actually have one wound, but you're pretty sure she'll be fine. Among other things, she looks like a, you know, very resilient, fit young woman. She'll probably shake it off on her own in a couple of days.
Okay, so I'll go back to the group and talk about what I've found out.
You know, we'll be like, you know, I think we'll sort of look at it, should we contest him, and Mara will say, let's go.
Yeah.
I found out some stuff from Elsa I want to talk to you about, but let's get on a boat. And congratulations, everybody. We saved the Statue of Liberty. And people salute it as we head off the island.
Okay, and you get on, there are several boats of essentially people being ferried out by the police at this point. The police are now swarming over the island. You will actually be questioned as, not specifically, but as general witnesses on the island. The police will question you.
Yeah.
You can tell them whatever you like, up to and including the truth.
I think I probably won't. You know, there seems to have been some sort of terrorist plot.
Yep,
we did some terrorist fighting. My friends did put some effort into disarm. We're actually up the top to put some effort. You know, tell the truth, but at the same time, don't make a huge.
Well, we're not going to talk about the French.
Yes,
play it down. Obviously, terrorists. We don't know who they were.
Play down the whole French connection a bit.
We will tell them about the disarmed bomb at the top of the station and how it worked.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think
whatever you do, don't reconnect the police.
Yeah, I think we will cooperate with the authorities and take care of whatever they need.
That's fine. So basically, you know, they will thank you for your assistance, but because you're not trying to make yourself out to be the heroes, because heroism is its own reward.
Exactly.
We're taking a note out of the French book.
And do you want to basically just head out from New York as fast as possible?
Yes, we're endeavouring to steal a march on Fork.
Okay, so Fog takes a compel to stand there and rabbit the media for as long as anyone will listen.
Yeah.
You automatically get a success marker as soon as you come to traveling,
yes,
because
yes,
you are ahead of him for exactly this reason. And what you will get, we'll go into where you're traveling and all that,
yeah,
in a moment, but what you will get the next day is in the paper. You get the big headline, Phileas Fogg saves New York.
Yeah.
In huge letters. No one elected to oppose this, so
yeah,
Fogg just gets to ramble to his wee fucking heart's content, in fact. So, Phileas Fogg saves New York. Phileas Fogg saves Ellis Island.
Yeah.
A slightly more restricted setup. And it talks about, the paper talks about an unknown group of terrorists attempted to disrupt the Fogg wedding. And from the way the story is written, it seems to suggest that their main terrorist goal was to destroy Fogg's wedding as opposed to blow up the Statue of Liberty. Blowing it up was merely a methodology of disrupting his wedding.
His ego is screwing with the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, his ego will actually help protect Annabelle.
Yay!
And it goes on at some length about how Fogg, you know, heroically with his manly gun, you know, in English fisticuffs, fought off the terrorists, you know, while some associates of his helped disarm the bomb style of thing.
We're associates.
You will find yourself on about page 8, you know, Pittsburgh, yep, Pete and Strange Expedition assist in terrorist attack on Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. Assist in thwarting terrorist attack on Statue of Liberty.
Yes, yes. Yes, but the papers are not endeavouring to report anything of that sort.
Yeah.
Because Pittsburgh Pete is a local hero.
Yes. Yeah, and the thing is, I already have a heroic reputation.
You do.
So,
you can't hide from the media.
Yeah, I don't need to run around taking the credit for things.
And anybody smart enough will pick up on.
Well, the thing is, like, ultimately, we're going to expose... We've all tried to expose Fogg or his associates' crimes in the past and failed because we don't have any explicit evidence. I mean, we could try and knock him off this perch, but, you know, he was there and he did stuff, and it's just inglorious to hang around saying, no, actually, we did that.
We'll
change Fogg's reputation when we successfully expose his dastardliness.
Yeah, Green's awful to get out.
Okay, so, while we're on the boat off Ellis Island, once we've done the whole scene with the police and so on, I will talk to people. So I talked to Elsa last night, and she told me, I found out some stuff. I don't know if she's being mind-controlled or there's magic involved or what it is, but she's not entirely acting under her own free will. I think she... in some way has to do what Phileas wants. This is a little disturbing, or something of that nature. But there's also something she wants out of this. I think it's got something to do with her brother. She cares a lot about him. But she's in this race because she wants to be, even though she's not also acting entirely of her own free will.
In fact, can you give me an empathy check too, Pete? There was... as the only person on the ground, you were present for several interactions that other people were.
Yeah. Okay.
You've got dice here.
Yes, that's where they are.
No hiding underneath your fate points.
Alright, is this relevant to lies?
No, not really.
Great. I achieve a basic success.
Strictly speaking, yes, but they're not trying to lie to you, so
yep,
it's
sweet.
Not what it's about. Based on something that Maxwell said in passing, as you're now thinking about it, he said, you know, damn what Fogg wants, you know,
yeah,
I want something too, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
You're pretty sure that all three of them are running to separate goals from each other.
Yep.
Interesting.
So each of them has their own goal for this race.
Yes.
None of which are necessarily aligned with each other's goals for the race.
I mean, they must be aligned with each other's to some degree.
Yeah.
You know, they must all want to actually complete this adventure and win style of thing. Or possibly, you know,
this adventure serves some purpose which is important for all three.
None of them for exactly the same reason.
Yeah. So, yes, I will convey this to the guys and that...
So I don't... I yes, I haven't given up hope for her and me, even though right now she's kind of a villain, and that's not a small thing. Anyway, thank you all for... Thanks for helping me and taking care of the terrorists so I could be there for the wedding. It turned out to be a very good thing. Not just because I was able to help disrupt the wedding, but also because there were so many terrorists on the ground. But I'm really glad all of you were there to help disarm the bomb.
Are we doing this in the hotel room?
No, this is on the boat back from Ellis Island, I didn't say.
I'll give you a... Put the arm around you.
Aww.
Give you a... And put Tom on your lap.
Pet the kitty.
I will attempt to hug you, but my arms don't quite reach all the way
around.
Yeah.
So small.
I ruffle my hair.
We'll get through this together and we'll find out what's going on with her.
Thanks, appreciate that. I'm counting on you guys. And sort of, you know, eyes flick to people with repair, people with magic, people with occult knowledge, people's ability to figure out that kind of stuff, not really on the cards.
We all have our strengths.
Yep. Pete can take 10 terrorists.
Your strength is America.
Yeah. My strength is strength.
You're
specifically American strength.
Yeah. But this was a good campaign for Jonathan and precision shooting.
Yeah. You see that fly in the building across the road? Boom! Did you just shoot off its wings?
And you got some good use out of the occult powers, even with a minus, your dice being a d4 minus 2.
Yeah.
And it can only improve
it'll
when
be,
you get
it'll
a
be
d4.
Really good once I can actually start making them without negatives.
Yeah.
And when I get rid of the social wound, because freaking...
We learned an important lesson, and it was don't engage in a social combat with Gaston Lavash. He is too creepy for that. He is too creepy for his shirt.
Yep.
Speaking of Mr. Lavash,
yes,
everyone is pretty much exiting the New York adventure rather than pushing any of the points further.
Yeah, right.
At which point Lavash will have his mention in the paper as well, basically the sort of page 3 style article that his PR agent answering to what police presume is a fake name of Andrew Smith. Has been arrested in conjunction with the terror offence because he was there on the island. He's lying unconscious up here.
Because
somebody beat the shit out of him and knocked him out last week.
I called it.
If
the French intelligence can't find out your background, you're an evil bastard.
Gaston, of course, denies all knowledge. This is a great black eye for the foundation, etc., etc. So he will suffer some embarrassment and a social black eye from that. But he is not named as being a terrorist or arrested or anything of the sort.
Yeah, but we never actually found out if he was or not, so...
God, I'd love to know at the end of this adventure what the heck his deal was.
Yeah, but the thing is, we may actually... speaking of recurring nemesises, we may just run into Mr. Lavash
in
another
My recurring nemesis,
yes.
Isn't he? Oh, yep. Fuck. Damn it, why do I get the sleazy French man?
Because you chose to play a female.
Yeah, question Miriam asked.
I tried making my female over 70 and I still get the creepy French card.
Because you play with the, how you say, creepy gym.
Well, the other thing is, like, Adam took the... Fortunately, Noah's trying to hit on Adam's 12-year-old.
Yeah, because that would be creepy.
That would be creepy on a whole new level. But yeah, basically it just made your Frenchman even creepier.
Yeah, because I was the only option.
Well, that is kind of the thing, yeah.
Although
anyway, I would have drawn fire from you by being a ridiculously attractive hot catwoman chick, but you know, we needed someone who could fight 10 French terrorists.
Although I
and Pete's awesome. I don't have any regrets about playing Pete.
It wouldn't surprise me if we ran across some character my age who's like the Artemis Fowl type, where he's a boy genius criminal mastermind.
Yeah, because he'd have to be a boy, wouldn't he?
Of course.
Always the opposite gender.
Of course.
So, what I think I would like you to do at this point is we won't go into the next bit of travel yet, but I think decide where you want to go, because
that
will give me the most useful prep time for the adventure, as opposed to starting next week with going here, mumbly stuff happens. Before you put things away, however, we will do XP while I remember to do it. So, for starters, let's jump ahead slightly to... Do you want to do research in an occult... In libraries on occult things and details and that kind of thing?
I think that'd be really important.
Is that how much is that going to slow us down for the race?
I presume the idea is you're doing it on the way. I just want to jump ahead and
yeah, then yes, get it yes, out of the way now. We totally do.
Yep.
I am going to sort. I'm speaking for the people who can actually make occult rolls here. I'm presuming you guys are okay to actually make some.
Effectively, actually, let us say that you do this in New York before leaving, but Fogg will literally spend days talking to the media and go back on the talk show.
I get to go back to the library.
Yeah. Like, you go back, you're all wounded and beaten, you know, it's night, so you want to at least spend the night before you leave New York style of thing.
And, like, Pete can make... Pete and whoever's the worst researcher can make the travel arrangements while the better researchers do occult science.
Plus, I want to try out pizza while I'm here.
Yeah, absolutely.
American pizza, you mean?
Yeah, we'll get a
vegetarian.
Yeah, we'll get cheese and
pineapple. Sorry.
We'll get you cheese and pineapple.
So give me that pineapple occult roll, if you would be so kind.
You
can all roll separately, or you can assist each other, or whatever.
I think roll separately.
Oh, yes.
I got a 6.
No, 5. 8.
Okay, success with a raise. That will tell you stuff.
Nice.
All right. And that will be dramatic cliffhanger stuff, so I will
leave that for the last. Yep.
Yeah, leave that for the last. So the next question is...
where are we going?
Where are you going?
Could we have the map?
Zimap. We've got a lot of French going on in this campaign so far.
And thankfully, we won't have to deal with it anymore.
So,
maybe.
You have completed a simple job.
We simply stopped the Statue of Liberty from blowing up.
You have completed the True Terrors of Transylvania. You have completed the Secrets of Sekhmet.
Yep.
That leaves you with 4 adventures. I am giving fairly serious consideration to whacking Light's camera murder on the head because... It was a very Bernard-centric adventure, because it's all about his past and Castle Fogg style of thing.
Oh, I want to know about it.
It depends how invested people are in doing a detective story, per se.
Hmm.
The other thing I'll be adding in at some point in here is a wacky time travel adventure featuring you guys playing pre-gens of Morrow, Bernard, Jeremy, and someone else. I know exactly who else, but...
You can't say it yet.
I can't say it yet. Which will probably be one of the last things up.
Yeah.
But I can use that to fill in the plot gaps that you won't get from Lights, Camera, Murder.
Hmm.
So what are people's thoughts about doing Castle Fogg in the absence of a Bernard?
I would be happy to just skip it.
Yeah, it's a question of how desperately invested you are in a murder mystery.
I'd be perfect.
And having seen you try and do a spy story...
Hey, we stopped the terrorists.
Yes, but this party is not set up to be spies.
No.
You are not stealthy. You are not, you know, awesomely
we're not
super social.
Well, there's no denying that between that and True Terrors of Transylvania, we've kind of watched a spy story and an investigation-heavy story. I mean,
I thought you did very well in Transylvania.
Yeah, that's true. So it's not, you know, inconceivable that we could do... I have to, but I'm not desperately invested in it. My character isn't very well specced for mystery investigation.
Okay. At which point, it is effectively getting eaten by the retcon. It's mentioned once in the pilot episode and then never again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was always 6 destinations around the world, 6 adventures, etc., etc.
Yep. So my proposal is that we go Crocodile Cult, then The Lost World, and have the train to tomorrow last.
I was just going to say, let's punch some crocodiles. I like the idea of punching crocodiles.
I'd like to go south to America. Fuck yeah. South America. Fuck yeah. What? You know, it's an action one.
And
not that we didn't have a shitload of action as the conclusion for this one.
That's the very Indiana Jones, less necessarily occultish archaeology.
Yeah.
I agree with you up to having the train to tomorrow last, because I like the idea of going on the train of tomorrow to the Lost World.
So, as in, you'd like to do the Crocodile Cult, but then have the train to tomorrow?
Yeah.
I guess my thinking is we're just so close to Antarctica at that point.
It doesn't really matter.
We can go that way.
And then all the way down?
Yep.
There's something to be said for dinosaurs as the last one.
I mean,
plus
this is only a map, so you could just as easily say the Lost World is up in this bit of Antarctica instead.
Yeah. Or over in this bit, so it's just a straight line down.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do the cross. Anyway, let's
do the
cross.
I believe I literally put the star where it was most visible on the map, as a point, because it's just generically in the middle of Antarctica. It is, in fact, where you were going is the geographic center of Antarctica.
Right.
So it is fucking miles away from everywhere, no matter how you get there.
Yeah, so I think... Alright, so let's do the crocodile cult, and then we'll make that decision when we come to it, because we may have something that causes us to sway in a pro-dinosaurs or time-travel thing.
Pro-dinosaurs!
Well, we're going to get to do both, remember?
I know, it's just, it feels like...
But we're going... The next thing we're going to do is, by God, punch the crocodiles.
Yeah.
So the next adventure will be the Strange Expedition versus the Crocodile Cult.
Yes.
That's the one.
Yeah. That's another one which really doesn't target me, but that's okay. It's going to happen at some point.
Are you kidding me?
It's an archaeologist one.
Yeah, but it's not a cult, is it? Isn't it?
It's probably a cult.
I thought you said it wasn't a cult.
Not a cult hippie.
No, it's not as blatantly mystic as Egypt with its giant walking spirit.
Okay, but it is. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
However, Doctor Strange, you are actually the hook in there because the NPC that you're going to meet, I'll go into more details, you don't have to remember it all at this point, but the NPC you were going to meet is a doctor and a fellow of yours.
Oh, cool.
Hmm.
So I think it might be a moderately strange...
It'll be a strange adventure.
Yeah. Because I know that the Train to Tomorrow is a Mara-heavy adventure, surprisingly enough, because I travel.
No, I was just thinking because it's like, I don't punch crocodiles, but if it's got occult science stuff,
cool. To be honest, if anything, the seventh one with the just complete time travel chicanery will be the Mara-y one. Even if Mara's not actually in it. I'm going to have to write that.
You should probably get to play Dr. Morrow.
That one is going to be what Morrow, Jeremy and Bernard are doing in the background, which is going to involve them running through the entire background of the campaign throughout time.
Awesome.
Nice.
In an effort to not interfere with anything you've done. So I'm thinking of doing the Back to the Future style scenes where they're over here stopping the dinosaurs knocking over the Statue of Liberty style thing, but they have to be unseen by you guys.
That sounds awesome. I can't wait to do that. But I can see why you need to do it at the very end so that you have
no
enough
spoilers.
So, well, also you have enough events from our campaign that you can run round through.
Okay, so having decided that we see you guys basically sort of you return to the hotel, it's say mid-afternoon, you've got a few hours. Well, in fact, we will say that you are, whatever method of transport you're heading out of New York on is not leaving till midday style thing. You look at it and fog still appears to... In the morning papers, they're talking about how tonight he'll be on this radio show and tomorrow morning he'll be on this radio show. So you've got at least a day before he's done talking off camera. So you feel quite comfortable you're still leaving with your advantage.
Pete looks down at his outfit, you know, as we sort of head into the hotel in mid-afternoon. I'm never getting my deposit back on this tax.
Can I have a pencil to write down things I learned with my...
So, Mara, Doctor Strange... were you going to the library as well, Mara?
I mean, I can help with academics.
Yeah. Mara, Doctor Strange and Jonathan are going to go off to the New York Public Library.
Yeah.
Early the next morning when it opens.
Yeah.
And Pete remains behind... For whatever purpose.
Yeah, booking travel.
Yep, having a general relax, enjoying a good American beer before you leave.
I'll actually go out for a hot dog at Ben New York and all that.
Wow.
And probably having a slightly tense phone conversation with the tax rental place, which I have to give them a bit more money. Because the deal is I didn't actually buy this tux, and now I kind of have to.
Of course, sir, bought the extra insurance? No? Oh, dear.
I'll probably slap a couple
and
of
yeah, I
a
think,
couple
I think,
of notes
I
in
think
the hand
after a whole day fighting French terrorists, followed by a day having awkward romance and cocking up holes in the Statue of Liberty, Peter's going to... Take a morning off.
And so yeah, you spend the morning hitting all the hot spots in New York, enjoying a hot dog and a pretzel and all that kind of thing.
Pete has a montage.
You know what you do? You go to Mama's Bakery and get yourself some apple pie.
Excellent. Yeah, that's the icon. Yeah, Pete totally has some.
You are 100 years too early to go to Criff Dogs, but I highly recommend anyone that ever goes to New York goes to Criff Dogs.
the single best hot dog and milkshake restaurant in the world. We went to New York and stayed in Manhattan, and for 2 weeks we ate there four times.
Wow.
It was that good.
I have to say, I really want to have a milkshake. I'm not super invested in hot dogs, but
the
I really
tables,
want to have a
milkshake. The tables were
now.
All Donkey Kong and Space Invaders arcade
oh,
cabinets,
my,
with
nice.
A, like facing up with a clear glass front, so you put your food on them and then sat there and played as well. Anyway.
Wow, thanks.
It was awesome. My favourite place in New York was Grand Box. Anyway, so Pete, you go out and about, you have your montage.
Yeah.
You've got some, you've had one of Mama's apple pies style
yep.
thing, you've got several more in bags for people. You're just heading up in the elevator doors just open outside your hotel room when you hear a high pitched woman shriek of
ah!
From just down the hall, followed by a thud noise. And I assume heroically you run
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I rush in.
You rush down the hall heroically to what you will think half a second later, okay, obviously that's our room. And there appears to be a maid who's fainted in front of your doorway. And you rush down, you know, pick her up in your manly arms.
Yeah.
And, you know, she blinks and wakes up staring your eyes. And you say, what's wrong, miss? And she shakingly points to the door. When you look up at your hotel door, there is an article on it of, you know, Pittsburgh Pete and Strange Expedition, assistant thwarting terrorist attack. You know, the page six article style of thing. There is a, it is being jammed on your door with a very familiar looking dagger
yeah.
jammed into it. And there are two things about it. One, the stock photo of Pittsburgh Pete standing there, heroically American flag in the background somewhere in Pittsburgh style of thing, has its eyes scratched with X's.
Yes.
And then underneath there is a very flowery feminine hand that says, you won't see me coming.
Oh, that's creepy. I have a creepy nemesis.
You made a
feel
dangerous
about.
Enemy.
Yeah.
Well, now you know how I feel. We both have creepy French people after us.
Wait, can I, like, actually take her as an enemy hindrance?
So she will be a recurring nemesis at some point.
Yeah.
If you desire to actually take the enemy hindrance, I will pay you with hero point, either now or whenever it will actually increase your total.
Yeah.
At which point, not only will she show up again, when she shows up, she gets extra hero points against you.
Yeah.
So up to you.
So because it's a hindrance, does that give me extra points?
It does not.
Right.
You don't gain any extra points for your hindrances, after character creation.
Right.
So there's no point
in it. It would merely get you a hero point.
Still.
But it's still so cool, I want to
yeah.
do it anyway. You know, I'm going to take her as an enemy.
Okay, you're welcome to add hindrance enemy, Emelina St. Clair.
Yeah.
Minor or major?
Minor.
Yeah, pretty
okay.
much. She's not going to be a...
She's not that badass. She's only a... She's probably only going to fight me one or two times more in the campaign.
Fair enough.
Major would suggest that she has access to a lot more resources than she actually does.
Yeah, because
like
I mean,
you might get her showing up with some French goon terrorists again, but she's unlikely to show up with a giant army of people.
It's kind of
you ate her giant army of people.
Yeah, it's kind of like she can't steal the major nemesis is a Fog and Co. She can't steal the limelight from them.
Fair enough.
And Doctor Strange, Jonathan and Mara, you are sitting at the library looking through all these thick, musty tomes
mm-hmm.
covered in cobwebs with, you know, forbidden knowledge written in Latin.
Tom is padding the page.
Thing.
It looks like he's pointing at things, but he's not.
Can
he's
I
just padding the page.
On my notebook?
And Jonathan, you're all looking through various spells and, you know, things that could have prevented this. There is plenty of healing magic out there. There are odd concepts like time travel wherein he would have never actually been wounded in the first place style thing, but you're pretty sure that would have left more visual effects that Pete would have noticed if Fog ever actually disappeared off the battlefield at any point, only to
yeah.
reappear style of thing.
Also, Mara, as the resident time travel expert, points out that that would have left his clothes undamaged.
Yeah.
That's
so,
going to be Mara's contribution, because that's what you're bringing to the table.
You will find out a couple of things here. For one thing, magically speaking, there's no such thing as a free lunch. The more powerful the spell effect, the more violent and dangerous the backlash is going to be. If this is the sort of thing that heals him, and it's like, if it's a ritual spell they perform that heals him, and, you know, possibly even based on the wounds he took, prevents his death style of thing. It's going to have either a violent backlash, some sort of horrible price associated with it, or some sort of limitation. Specifically, you can fairly easily assess there must be a time limitation on this, and probably lifespan-wise a comparatively short one. In fact, you wouldn't think it would last more than a year. Not coincidentally, you know, about the duration of the campaign style of thing. So whatever's been done to him is certainly not, he's just invincible to everything forever. It must have a sharp time limit on it. Now, secondly, you don't discover any more specifics about what's been done to him, about the ritual in the library. But you do find something interesting as we see the three of you looking over a map, and, you know, so we know he was here in Transylvania with this line going here, and the three of you ponder over world maps and more, and then see all three of them look up at each other simultaneously. My God! And the camera pans over the map, and we see there is a ley line running through Bran, Transylvania, right through that library specifically. Exactly where Fog went.
I think I know what this is.
There is a ley line running through Cairo, Egypt. Not a place you went to. Outside in the Sahara Desert, it goes somewhere completely arbitrary away from where Sekhmet was rising. There is a ley line on the outskirts of New York, cutting across the very edge of Manhattan Island, not touching the Statue of Liberty either. But Fog has been here for several days.
Yeah.
As have you all, doing this, that, and the other thing. There is another one cutting through the Amazon jungle, deep, deep in the heart of it, well away from anywhere civilized. Like, we're talking, you know, a week's jungle expedition style of thing to get there. There is a ley line cutting through a miscellaneous location, wherever the Train to Tomorrow adventure ends up, and there is a ley line cutting right through the center of Antarctica. Every spot that this race will take you to, every one of them has one of these ley lines running through it.
This isn't about winning a race.
These are, in fact, central points. You would guess that each of these spots is mystically strong, a very mystically strong point along that ley line, and these are six of the major ley lines running across the Earth. If this involves doing this sort of thing at every one of them, it will be drawing an ungodly amount of power. Literally an earth-shattering amount of power.
We have to stop him.
It looks like there is more afoot here than merely a race. Dum dum dum.
Dum dum.
Which you and I both know.
All good?
Yep.
Can I just say, I think he's trying to make the Philosopher's Stone.
I think he's trying to become a god.
Yeah, I know. I
turn this back on, actually. And yes, well, I remember to actually give people XP. So you get one for the session.
Yep.
Period. You get two for foiling Emmeline Sinclair.
Yep.
Whether or not you capture her is entirely irrelevant.
Yep.
In fact, it's much better to have dramatic recurring nemesis than not.
Yep.
And you blew up no parts of the Statue of Liberty whatsoever. Clean sweep for 3 XP.
Wow, nice. That's a lot.
Yes. You saved the Statue of Liberty. The bomb did not detonate.
Okay.
What are we up to?
What, E7?
We just got one, two, three.
You just got three total.
Oh, three total. Okay, yep, sorry, I thought that sounds more reasonable. Alright, but nonetheless, that's an advancement.
It would be an incredibly rare circumstance for you to get more than three.
Yeah, yeah.
I would probably give it to you if you managed to pop, you know, Maxwell somewhere along the line,
yeah,
style of thing.
Specifically him.
You know, any of them.
Yeah.
If we managed to turn Elsa in this early stage of the
You're just concluding that Fogg's got mad healing magics, so
yeah.
He seems the less likely suspect, but yes.
Could you toss me a pencil on the razor?
As a consequence of that, yes, the thing is, stopping the terrorists at the Statue of Liberty. A, the statue did not blow up. They didn't succeed in plan A. And because Pete was on the ground kicking the shit out of them, they didn't succeed at plan B either, which was take as many high-profile hostages as they can. and start demanding a bunch of this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah, helicopter off the island or whatever.
No, much, much more ambitious. We demand America pay reparations to this. We want our criminals released over here.
Yeah.
Rah, rah, rah. It could have been a glorious circus, but it was utterly foiled by the way you solved the problem.
Yay!
Go, Team Heroes!
By punching everything.
Actually,
guys, you also refresh. So
yeah, we can do that next time.
Okay, yeah.